This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Mice Diggy and Sarah Love on FUBAR Radio.
In the long history of the world, only a few generations have been granted the role of defending freedom in its hour of maximum danger. I do not shrink from this responsibility. I welcome it.
Multiplied by my demon, the pain so egregious. But strategic, I came to rise up out of the flame like a phoenix. My words will reach a million or more when I tweet it. That's as many people as MLK and Jesus. And half the time, people rhymes are for genius. Who refuses to align with the elite? Seems Dr. King's dreams were not for the squeamish. Children of a lesser God, oppression just repeated unless we slide up out of the chains and delete it. America's like black and white dice tumbling. Any day you can bite the dust, another one. So while our culture is crumbling, I will enunciate every line clearly so you can hear what the fuck I'm saying, no mumbling it. Rise.
The United States should never in a state of unification. Egos and ignorance creates incision. Comfort in one's belief feeds division. We rap the rhythm with a bit of skepticism, leaving us jaded and traded in compassion for compression. Ready to squeeze the life out of anyone who stepped to us with aggression. The media runs with it, calling us aggressive, when it's just reaction to a system that's oppressive. Raised fists are claimed offensive, but when both arms and open palms are up, police issue bullets rain extensively. See, invincible is the mood, and the outcome of this election is stewed in a melting pot cracked and no longer good for blending. And yet it's never too late for the cleansing. If we want to rise up, then put the lies up. Know the truth, man, show you need to size up yourself before you judge. In order to unify, someone's gotta budge. And to the choir, don't preach and discard the peace. So instead, those trapped in ignorance can be reached. The outcome from this is a high consciousness instead of a fist pushed to the sky.
Often cases our heads in the clouds, or we're lost in space. Citizens of the divided states identify with hatred. For our demise, they watch and wait. Look at the downward spiral, it's going viral. Nobody's ever accountable. Who's held liable? If anyone could correspond, if they so inclined to, it's sad. They want a borderline redefine you. As a people, we can rise like the tides due to tower over evil as a nation under God. Indivisible is visceral, the way we're all at odds, but together we'll survive. Just never sever ties, we can rise to a brilliance, rise to a balance, rise to a way to coexist in non-violence, rise to a volume that's impossible to silence. In the morning when I rise to the challenge.
History of this nation have so many people been for the cause of freedom and human dignity. Now let me say this, keep this movement going, keep this movement rolling. Long as we keep moving like we are moving, the power structure will have to give in. In spite of the difficulties, and we're going to have a few more difficulties, keep climbing.
Murphy's Foul March, you know what it is, Queens, New York. And right now, you're listening to The Hip Hop Show with Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on Fubar Radio 1.
That's how we roll.
Yeah, baby.
Boy.
Ouch. In your face. In your face on this lovely Monday afternoon. It is The Hip Hop Show. Back up in this bitch, mother lovers. And of course, we have to give a big shout out to the one and only MC.
The Bowlesworthy.
MC Bowlesworthy, a.k.a. Ian Bowlesworth, for the last 2 hours. Right. As always.
Why on the back of the game?
Yeah, Bowlesworthy.
One more time.
Shit, I'm scared.
And I'm irresponsible for my actions.
Listen, man, this is hip hop, bro.
We Mr. got. Mouse.
We put.
At the same time as Fubar. See,
he knows. He knows where it's plural for mouse. People always ask, when I say, yeah, my name's Mice, they say, Mice? I say, yeah. Plural for mouse, bitch. But I say bitch under my breath because I don't want to cause any trouble.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
But I never get that why people, if you say it's mice.
Yeah.
I guess they just want to make sure they're saying it right.
Well, yeah, because they're like mice, like what? As in plural for mouse. And I say, yeah, bitch. Like
that. You don't really hear like, it. Yeah, smart
when the music
around.
Is loud, yeah, yeah, you can't tell that I'm saying it. I often say it to you lot. I just pretend the music is loud. Did I joke?
Lucky no lip readers in the studio.
Yes.
You're tuned into Fubar. And it's myself, Sarah Love.
Myself, Mice Diggy, a.k.a. Digmund Freud, a.k.a. tired as a mother lover, but still here, bitch.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
I feel like I haven't been here for years.
Yeah, because last week we did a pre-record, right?
Yeah.
We got you lot again. You didn't realise.
Suckers!
And we know you lot were listening in thinking,
suckers!
Wow, these lot sound live. And live was the word that you were...
No, but what cracked me up, because then on Monday the weather wasn't that...
That live.
Yeah, but on Thursday we were all like,
Yeah.
Anyway, back to presenting a show. Last week, yeah, Michael Parkinson and Ty came through to the studio. Yeah. That was really lovely to see them. We had a good chin wag and we had a dope open mic as well. So hit up foodbarradio.com/shows/hip-hop.
Yes. Shout out to Black Jack, Jermaine Jones, and I remember the other guy's name, SoundClown.
But yeah, it's all there to listen back to, and you can check out all the videos on Facebook and on YouTube of all the open mics too. And we have this amazing open mic sessions special download, but we'll tell you more about that later. But coming up today, it's going to be loads of fun again. We are joined by the one and only Q-Rock, also known as Cole.
Elko, also known as Q-Rock. What else? He's got a bunch of names, man.
Yeah, why am I having in my mind? Today is not the day to test
Mr.
me
Rocks.
Mr. Rocks.
Yes.
Rocks.
Many of you, most of you lot will know him from, you know, he's come through the show quite a few times.
Yeah.
Always cracking joke with us. And he's definitely, he puts on a night called Four Pillars. And lo and behold,
event.
Both myself and Sarah Love are going to be involved in that. That's this week's Saturday. It's Saturday, isn't it? Or is it Friday?
Yeah,
I'm
8th.
Missing out. I'm still
the
on
same
holiday.
Day as anyway.
No, it's the 9th, Sarah. DJ Sarah Love.
Sorry, it's because I'm just in so focused in election mode. As you might have noticed with my T-shirt. On my way here, I asked more or less every person I passed if they were voting this week.
And what were the type of answers you gave?
Do you know what? Not the people always look at me like I'm a crazy woman.
Yeah.
No, do you know what's sad though? Is that
I was stuck like, on is the that tube. Why you were late?
I was stuck on the tube. The tube wasn't moving, so that's why I started chatting with people.
You were busy asking the driver, who are you going to vote for?
Yeah, no, but do you know what? Everybody, it's always men who are in their late 30s, 40s, early 50s who are like, oh, there's no point, makes no difference, what's the point? I ain't voting, can't be bothered. Everyone else, like, and that's consistently over the weeks whenever I speak, or just over the years when you speak about politics, it's always that age group of people just full of apathy, cynicism, which I think is a shame, you know, and in a way it's a bit selfish.
It is a bit selfish, but you know, a lot of people just feel like, yeah, and also people feel like they do feel like it doesn't matter. You know, if you've been voting for the last however many years, and you know what I mean, it's like playing the lottery. Well, actually, people do play the lottery for like 30 years, not win, and they still carry on doing it, don't they?
And they still keep on with that foolishness.
But what I was trying to say is there's a point where they give up, where they're just like, there's no point. I never win. What's the point of me doing the lottery? You know what I mean? And I guess for some people, it's similar. Like, you know, all this time voting, It didn't really work out for me. So they just, they're like, what's the point? You know, I'd rather go and spend it on, I'd rather go and bet on My Fair Lady's one leg. You know, he's running at 3 o'clock. You know what I mean?
Rather than actually care about what's happening to the health service that's going to look after you when you're old and ill. But I saw this dope post from this dude, Chris Renwick, that I had to share on Facebook. And he's like, here's what I'm really struggling to understand. All I've ever heard from people for years is bloody bankers and their bonuses, bloody rich and their offshore tax havens, bloody politicians and their living second homes, bloody corporations paying less tax than me, all that. But then someone comes along that's different. He upsets the bankers and the rich. The Tory politicians hate him, along with most of the Labour politicians. So the media arm of the establishment gets involved as well. And what do? We've waited forever for an honest politician to come along, but instead of getting behind him, we bow to the establishment like good little workers. And so, you know, that's why I just think, I know when I go and vote on the 8th, hand on heart, I can look at my nieces and nephews in the eye and say, I did everything I could, guys. But, you know, back to the music.
And also, like, after, if it doesn't go the way that you want it, how are you going to handle that? I think this is what people need to know as well, is that even though your party might not have won, you know.
And you know, the other thing that I think all these apathetic people who are like, yeah, yeah, you suckers, Illuminati, it doesn't make a difference and stuff. They want it to, they want, you know, people like Corbyn to lose so then they can go, see, I told you.
You reckon?
I think there are people out there like that, Mice, honestly. That's how messed up I think it's gotten. The first track we played of the show, that's Jay Period featuring Black Thought, Poza De La, Pharoah Monch and Joss Stoner on there as well. The song is called Rise Up and it's out right now on Jay Period's Rise Up EP.
I see what you did there.
You see? Very
I see
clever.
What you're doing there. Okay. They're very appropriate.
You like that?
Yeah.
And yeah, so, you know, and we also on this show a few weeks ago, we had the leader of the Rise Up movement, Josh, came through to the studio. He's been working with loads of UK artists to encourage people out there to go and vote. And we might have some more treats for you, courtesy of some of the artists he's been collaborating with, as Ooh. Well as the investigation coming up. Open mic, as we do every week, and loads of dope music for you, including some brand new KRS-One, some brand new... No, but that's also...
Are you serious? No, I'm joking.
No,
I don't know. With this KRS thing, I don't really know what to think anymore. I feel like I don't even know all the information that I do to really pass judgment on it.
Do you know?
It is weird. Like, you know, the other, like, the gig we did on Saturday, one of the guys played, you know, this James Brown / Afrika Bambaataa mashup or whatever, or remix, you know, Peace, Unity, Love and Harmony. And it was like, yeah. Half of me was like,
yeah.
The other half was like, you know.
And then did you hear about this thing where KRS, he did this track about people passed away, and then he was like, whoops.
Yeah, he messed up.
Shouted out the wrong person. They're actually alive.
Yeah, he shouted out the wrong guy from the Beastie Boys passing away. And I don't know, you know, and it's all that stuff. You're just like, wow, this is the poet, the teacher, the master. This is KRS-One now.
Stuck in his own bubble, maybe. Yeah. But I was, you know, I'm curious to open it up to the floor and see what you guys think of this music, as well as I got brand new Corgi rap for you. I got some brand new Pete Rock production for you and so much more. But first, let's hit you with something totally, totally fresh from Billy Brimstone.
Nothing makes sense. Everything's a tangled mess up inside my head. Drug dependent, I'm living on the edge. Hudsucker building, standing on the ledge. Ready to plummet to my death. My girl asking herself, what's the sign that I said? He never did take criticism well. Official card carrying, citizen of hell. I built a wall aside my citadel, repel and impale. Nobody ever lived to tell the tale. Still I'm feeling like my life's a major fail. Standing on the platform waiting for British Rail. Throw myself on the tracks like I do with these raps. Where the drugs at, a brother gotta relax. Slag, he's become totally detached. Socially inept, yet they're throwing me the snatch. Big fish, he's supposed to be a catch. Take notice how he chats. Is it poetry? Perhaps. But they never show any acknowledgement for that. Till your image get polished, keep the policy intact. Talking industry politics for cats. Properly smashed, they probably hit the bottle till he's lashed. Drink driving through life like Brands Hatch. No goals all season, still he's man of the match. Crash dummy splattered on the dash. The hooded executioner brandishing the axe. Dust to dust, ashes to ash. Disappear like a dealer selling cabbage on your patch. The parasitic one, the cashing on the act. Call the paramedics quick, they can try and bring it back. Before it all fade to black. Lifeless laid on his back. Can I get an encore, por favor? Hudsucker building, 44th floor. I'm on the 44th floor, fucked up how I'm feeling, 44th floor. Can I get an encore, por favor? Hudsucker building, 44th floor. Ha. I'm on the 44th floor, can't crack the glass ceiling, 44th floor. Falling through the skies, his whole life flashed before his eyes. Too many faces of who we've loved and despised. Those close enough to see through my disguise. Sentimentality, my demise catalyzed. No cat's eyes, only oncoming headlines. Back page obituary, front page headlines. Got him scratching their heads like headlights. Skull about to burst like my head's in a vice. No suicide note, so they left to surmise. Just a glass half empty, except for some ice in the ashtray. Full of roaches left behind. Now they're queuing up behind like lemons in a line. From here all the way to Palestine. There's 72 virgins waiting in paradise. When I reach the other side, better to die than have all my beliefs undermined. Under fire on the front line, seeking a divine. Seeking you shall find. Flatline.
Flatline. I love those abrupt ending to tracks when you're not fully prepared.
The ones that get you. The ones you go, like, yeah, they
I'm
catch
totally
you.
On it. And no.
And then he said he could mop it up, and you know, the end of it.
You get caught out. You get busted.
Yeah, yeah, you like, get caught out.
Excuse me.
Yes, okay, so.
That's brand new from Jest. The track is called 44th Floor. The album Billy Green is Dead. And YNR, they're dropping that on the 16th of June. The pre-order is available now on iTunes. The album is a reference to Gil Scott-Heron, and it's executive produced by Beat Butcher and Jest, and he's got production on there from Zygote, Paul White, Butcher, and himself, Billy Brimstone. This is FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy, mother lovers.
And it's an important part of the show, and I think especially this week, like, we need to spread the love and remember all the positive good things that are going on out there in the world that we should feel happy about. And you know, I think we've had so many fine examples of people who have fought the system, and we are now reaping the benefits of their legacy, you know. So when people want to say, oh, it makes no difference if you vote, and I remember, you know, old grannies being wheeled from the village in South Africa into the cities and queue for 6 hours so they could cast their vote at 90 years old for the first time in their life. And then after that, you had Nelson Mandela. So I'm just wondering, is Nelson Mandela part of the Illuminati? Is he? Were there people who benefited from the system of Nelson Mandela coming into power? I don't know. I just need a bit of clarity on that. So hit us up, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. But I love this quote from Nelson Mandela. He's obviously one of the best people of the 20th century. He says,
he's got the best bars still.
He's got bars. And he said, politics can be strengthened by music. But music has a potency that defies politics. And this is why I think it's so important that, you know, artists play their part. And that's why I'm so excited by what Cy Philly, Nova, Genesis Elijah have done in their political track for this election too. And also in this week, 77 years ago, Marcus Garvey died. Marcus Garvey, he was a massive part in the emancipation of the African diaspora, and he was a big, he really pushed forward the idea of black people getting back to Africa, back to their roots. And he has so many quotes that I love from him. If you have no confidence in self, you are twice defeated in the race of life. And this is this is one of my favorite quotes of all time. A people without the knowledge of their past history, origin, and culture is like a tree without roots.
Pause.
And can we just like get a drop a bomb sound effect? Yeah. Liberate the minds of men, and ultimately, you will liberate the bodies of men. Yeah. You know, so I just thought it was important to remind everybody of those fantastic people. So Marcus Garvey and Nelson Mandela.
Big up, big up.
They were political people too, you know. But back to the hip-hop tip. Educated rapper, a.k.a. EMD, of the group UTFO, he sadly passed away this weekend, age 54.
Serious?
Yeah. And he achieved fame as one of the members of the hip-hop group UTFO, and they had their smash hit Roxanne. That we're going back to the 80s with this, and you know, they just played an important part in the stepping stones of hip-hop. And as I always say, if we're not gonna celebrate the people who are all part of our legacy, who is gonna celebrate these people? And thinking about what Marcus Garvey says, we need to know our heritage to, you know, have strength as a community as well. And it was just cool to see Chuck D. He tweeted, rest in beats, the educated rapper from UTFO, and he said the rest of the group were by his side, and he said, yes, there was a time when MCs bragged on education.
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it?
I mean, other than, because does KRS even get that anymore? I mean, when was the last time someone really bragged about how educated they were?
This is how messed up hip-hop is now, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Floyd Mayweather, right? Floyd Mayweather, you know, say what you want about him, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, people know... I love hip hop, but in terms of, you know, say, like, for example, Jay-Z, I love Jay-Z as a rapper, but I'm just not into the whole money worshipping side of thing.
Mm.
Similar with Floyd Mayweather. I like his style of boxing. He's mastered, you know, the defensive style of boxing,
okay.
and done so well for himself with it. But as a person, you know, you can't really say whether, you know, you like his personality or not. He talks a lot about money and everything's bragging about this and that. But for him to come out and say, like, yo, hip-hop is messing up now. Like, how can it be? Yeah, he's like, how's everybody made it cool to be a drug addict? Like, you lot have made it cool now to be...
Ignorance.
Yeah, to be some kind of, like, junkie. You know, with everyone, Molly, that tune, Molly Percocet. I'm hearing kids go, Molly Percocet, Molly. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? But, you know, for someone like that to come out and be telling people, right, you lot are fucking up now because you got everyone thinking being a junkie is cool, taking all these off-key drugs... is decent, like, you know.
Props to him for having the balls to step out of, like, the realms of, okay, this is what everyone's doing, so we better just go along with this, and actually speak in his mind. And this is the other thing, democracy, it's not like that's something that you achieve and then that's it, we don't need to think about that anymore. And that's a part of where I think complacency comes from. Democracy is something that needs to be upheld. You know, equality needs to be upheld. And so if you're going to, and standards in our community and our messages, these are things that need to be upheld. It's not like, oh, yeah, them guys did it, so we can just be on some straight ignorantness, you know. So I think...
ignorantness. I like that word. I'm going to start using that word from now on.
That was like the perfect time to use it.
Shut up, my man. That's some ignorantness. You know, like...
ignorance!
Good morning, your ignorantness, you know, instead of your highness. Damn, she's fucking ignorant as fuck, man.
Okay, I challenge someone to say something more ignorantness today.
Yeah, we just want a whole load of ignorantness. You know, and let's say a word for, you know, the people in the London attacks recently, man, because that's just some next level, you know, these dudes doing all this shit. For one, we don't, you know what I mean? It's unfortunate that we can't even trust the news now to know whether it's true or not. We don't even know who's who, but it's like the timing of it all, you know, the whole, there's this, obviously this campaign against Muslims already, you know, and it just kind of adds to that. And, you know, it just upsets me that there's people out there who think that that's showing how brave they are. Like, you know, bombing friggin' Ariana Grande friggin' event. Like, who's there that's really gonna... If you want to go and make a point, you know, try and make it with the people that might fight back. Not these innocent kids and, do you know what I mean, teeny boppers and all that can't do anything anyway. How hard does that make? You're trying to prove a point, but I don't really get the point when they're just running up on innocent people like that.
And that's why the most wonderful response to it was this One Love Manchester concert. Mm. You know, there was a whole load of whack music up there. But, you know, I just think, let's just call a spade a spade. Yeah, and that made
you
me...
You a spade, motherfucker. You a spade looking at a spade as well. Look at you, dirt all over you.
No, but I was pleased to have an opportunity to be exposed to... Who's that biggest girl group in the world right now? And they performed there the other day. Little Shit.
Oh, Little Mix. Why are they still going?
They're the biggest girl group in the world.
Who, Little Mix?
Yeah!
Serious?
What kind of foolishness is this?
That's crazy.
And they just collabed. Oh, yeah, we're still...
Hey, let me stay out of this, because you look... This is the
he
weird shit people do.
Just collaborated with Stormzy. Yeah,
like, but you know what? This is under the don't. You can't knock the hustle banner. But yeah. I'm sorry, man. Some of the shit that these lot are collaborating on, and I don't get it, man.
Thirsty.
I don't get it. It's like, right? I get. Like, you're trying to keep yourself out there, but really, are you proud of that
out
shit?
There.
Yeah. Is this true?
No, but you because that was
that's out there. That's not even out there. Like, hey, I'm still here, guys. This is out there. Like guess what I did. You know what I mean? That's the type of surprise you go home to with mum, and she's like, she gives you the face like,
down.
Oh shit, you fucked up. Where
you're,
did I fuck up with
bed
my son?
Early today.
Yeah. That's when she starts looking at her own life and thinking, yo, where did I fuck up with him? And you come back, go, mum, look, I did a tune with Little Mix.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Standards, people. Yeah. Standards.
Anyway, but you lot, all these like out there will be, yeah, man, we smashed it, bruv. Tunes are, yeah. Really? Really?
Exactly. Certain things come down to more than just selling records, and they need to put some clothes on these youths. Also, it was hard to tell the difference between these girls. I don't like to count people on how they look.
I thought he was going to say put some makeup remover on. I can imagine there.
No, they need to go and paint stripper or something, and just have a dunk
just
in that.
Dump,
man,
yeah.
Because it was just like... And that's what I don't like, is just perpetuating this image to young girls that, you know, this is the look, putting on a mask every day. Mm. Like, embrace who you are. Think about the words of Marcus Garvey about loving yourself. And that's also what Buddha says. And in the wise words of Buddha, who is also quoted by Whitney Houston, because Buddha says, no one in the world
Sarah's
is more deserving more
this...
deserving of your love than you, which kind of reminds me of Whitney.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, you're missing the song, Mike.
Oh, shit. Okay, let me put the headphones on. Hold up. Rack them up, you lot, man. It's time to pay homage to the one and only.
You know, because really, I believe that children are the future.
You've got that McDonald's straw over there, yeah? All right, it's time, baby.
Little Mix ain't teaching them well.
I'm not even going to pretend
Little Mix aren't
words.
Teaching them the beauty they possess inside. If you two sing along again, I will cancel this show.
Let the children slide.
No, her vocals are incredible. I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, that's why it's hard to cut this song short. Even though we really want to
the gut. You know what I mean? I've had like 3 hours sleep, but I'll still stab it out to Auntie Whitney.
Auntie Whitney.
Oh, Auntie Whitney. What did you do to yourself, huh?
And on me.
Shit. All right, cut it off now. Sarah got involved there, boy. That was Grace Jones' involvement, right?
I'll take Grace Jones and Whitney singing Greatest Love
that
any
was
day
some
over
Grace
Little
Jones
Mix.
Intensity with Whitney. You tried to get Whitney.
Loving the Whitney. Yeah, do that was Whitney funny, justice. Bro. No, but I think there was some shocking music up there. And then for it to climax with Liam Gallagher performing at the end, it made me like miss the days of 90s pop music. On a musical level.
Now 17.
Like, Jesus, what a relief to see. And I was even relieved to see Coldplay. But either way,
so there was no UK hip hop up there.
There was no Yum. Yeah. No, there was. No, the most. Well, oh, no. Mac Miller. That was the most hip hop thing there.
Mac Miller was on it.
He's Ariana Grande's boyfriend or something. And Pharrell was there. But either way,
yeah, so
anyway, it was
so he was there. No,
I thought it was.
So Mac Miller performed at it, yeah.
They did like a duet or something.
Who, Ariana Grande as well.
And him, yeah.
Because you know, like people were saying some stuff about her, you know, ties,
what, with
sacrifices,
the Illuminati?
Yeah, all this deep, dark
Serious?
Dusty shit. Yeah, I don't even know if it's true, man.
Dusty.
I just wanted to sound deep for a second there. I thought if I dropped a little, you know what I mean, conspiracy theory bomb in there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Because apparently that's the shit now. Like, you got to get a little pyramid tattoo with the eye on top.
Oh, yeah, people then that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Then you're evil. But, yeah, so, I mean, it was a wonderful thing, though, just seeing 50,000 people, and truly the message was love, even if some of the music was whack. But I just have a lot of respect for everybody who used their platform, the platform that they have as a worldwide artist, to bring the focus to something that is relevant, that is actually happening in the world today. And I want to see more of that represented in pop music. And also, there's one final, very important.
Big up, big up.
Do you know Global Hip Hop Day is going to launch in the Bronx on the 8th of June?
Global Hip Hop Day.
Yeah, it's going to be officially recognised around the world. The event is going to see New York City Mayor, Office of Media and Entertainment, the Office of Bronx Borough, and Hot 97 all teaming up to host the event. And Kool Herc is going to be there. It's going to be held at 1520
Cedric
Avenue.
Wait, you said Hot 97?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know, they crept up. That's like Gollum. Precious. And so it's going to be held at 1520 Cedric Avenue in the Bronx, which is considered the birthplace of hip hop. And there's also going to be a street renaming ceremony at the community block party at Cedar Playground. And it's going to be renamed Hip Hop Boulevard. And so I think, and there's going to be a whole host of originators in hip hop are going to be up there as well. Plus Cardi B.
Oh, I'm there, bruv.
You need to fill me in on who this person is, because I don't even fully understand.
I just know her name. I don't even really know who she is, I'll be honest.
I know you've been to the concert. You got the
yeah,
t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got the t-shirt. I got a little Cardi B tattoo as well.
Yeah. But yeah, so 8th of June, Global Hip Hop Day.
And Cardi B is going to be performing at Global Hip Hop Day.
Amongst a bunch of people, including Dougie Fresh, Slick Rick, D-Nice, The Lox, Fat Joe, Remy Martin, Chuck Chill Out, Red Alert, Grandmaster Caz, Funkmaster Flex, French Montana. Like, so they've got a whole gang of artists coming through. But I think, you know, again, this is just an important thing that we have an actual recognition of this site that is credited as the birthplace of hip hop. So, you know, I thought that deserved it.
Big up, big up.
And there's so much more to get through. So you see lots of things to feel good about in the
so
world.
So whose idea was it to do the hip hop day? Like, who, how did they?
Well, if you remember a few months ago on The Big Up, we did cover that this had been so you can listen back to that if you, basically I can't remember exactly, but if you go
well, this is
the
cool
episodes,
way of making you feel bad about something I can't remember.
No, I think it was basically people have been kind approached the council in
they tweeted like they just Twitter
they trolled
them.
They
yeah.
trolled the
that's
New
the
York
shit
City.
That works. Look, that got President Trump to become president. You know what
yes,
I mean? A whole bunch of trolling, a whole bunch of tweeting, so why not? Mm. So Global Hip Hop Day, that means everybody around the world should be celebrating this day, just like 420.
I like how you just brought it down to the level of 420.
I brought it up a level, excuse me. It's called getting high.
Damn.
You know what I mean? Levels up there, bro.
Pause. Yeah, so basically, yeah, it's been raised to the same level as 420.
420, okay. So we got a little bit more work to do.
Yeah,
because
just to
obviously,
spread the words a bit more.
Yeah, and you want, like,
so
no,
the same
national, when we get a national holiday, when it's like, yeah, National Hip Hop Day, everyone's bussing, you know what I mean? The newest Jordans, people taking part in hip hop activities, all your parents getting involved, like beatbox
like
lessons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, yeah. 420 is like at 420.
It's
then,
a
you know.
Stepping stone to getting your parents involved in 420.
Yeah.
Is the International Global Hip Hop Day.
Global Hip Hop Day is a gateway drug to 420.
But now it's the conspiracy theorists because that's the same day as the British election. So they're just doing this to take away from the. No, I'm
what? Global Hip Hop Day is the same day as the. Is it?
Yeah, the June 8th is when the election's happening, Mice. You knew that.
I thought it was June 9th. Wah, it's the other important day that we'll be speaking on later on.
So we have our guest joining us shortly. Kurok, a son of noise, and also the founder of Four Pillars, is going to be coming through to the studio to tell us all about the amazing event that he is going to be putting on this week. And coming up next, we have another very special furry-haired, chested guest.
Furry head. Curtie, look at that. Hey, that hedgehog over there has got some furry hair. That's not furry hair. That's spiky spikes. That's prickly spikes.
Prickly spikes. Yes.
Prickly spikes.
So hold tight to witness the fitness of the afro coming up. But check this out. G Huff, produced by Pete Rock.
Ooh, that right?
VR. Yeah. G Huff. Yeah. Spice so electric. Yeah,
here come the mailman again.
Yeah. Let's pay these bills. I got bills. You got bills. We all got bills, man.
I got bills.
No half-stepping with this money. Oh, you need a verse? Okay, yeah. I got bills to pay. What's up? So much money to make, I got bills to pay. New York frame of mind in the Buckeye State. I need cake, you ain't talking about dough, get out my face. Don't come around slowing me down, get out the way. Benjamin's in the bank, it ain't no friends in this game. Nothing but money and fame, these hoes in love with my name. G Huff, I'm on top of my game. These chicks ain't work for Chinese nickel when they twerking for chump change. They get nothing for me, they better suck it for free. Bronze blowing up my phone trying to get something to eat. That ain't happening. Back to this rapping shit and we stacking this. Red from the floor to the ceiling, my flow immaculate. Uncle Sam taxing it, next day we cashing it. Adding it, subtracting it to make sure it's accurate. What? Another check, what? Another rack hit. Trying to add a few more sacks on top of that. I got bills on my 40, homie, I need a couple jobs. Gas for the Apollo, worth boots and blue collars. So put your hands up if you mix check this yet, bruh. If I'm your hands, man, cause we like neck and neck, bruh. You got on my 40, homie, I need a couple dollars. Gas for the Apollo, worth boots and blue collars. So put your hands up if you mix check this yet, bruh. If I'm your hands, man, cause we like neck and neck, bruh.
Check as the first lady caps a new purse daily. And the daycare bills like capping a Mercedes. I'm just saying, ain't complaining. This is my recession, like Usher Raymond's confessions. It gets chilly in the Midwestern. But I grind, oh, but I grind, oh. It's the reoccurring theme. When the bill collector rings, I say don't worry about 18. Official hip-hop, Family Guy edition. Produced by Peter Rock, write your friends Peter Griffin. I ain't pulling out a knot. I'm locked up in the kitchen. 18 with it, won't come out till I complete the mission. These companies want to bury ya, I'm way ahead of them, stretching out these great periods like etc. I'm from America, where greenbacks matter. Show wish they take that lean back fatter than your average Joe. Ain't ashamed to say that I owe though. It's just the way it is in O-H-I-O.
Oh, no,
I got bills to pay.
Here come the mailman again.
Yo, yo, what's good? This your boy, Big Daddy Kane. For those that can spell, the B-I-G-D-A-D-D-Y-K-A-N-E. And I'm in here right now with Sarah Love and Mice Diggy doing big things. You heard?
You heard, word. It's disappeared.
That's what happens when, you know what I'm saying, I'll be out on my trips, you know. I took a trip the other day, man. I'm telling you, man, this trip, man, I didn't even know where I was, you know what I'm saying? 35, 45 days later, I was like, man, this trip's so good. Yeah.
But I was feeling that beat. I've never heard of G Huff before. The track is called Bills. It features Vice Selectric, produced by Pete Rock. Jazz for the Streets is the name of the EP. Sorry, where did you put that, darling? Now I can't say it again. It is the EP for the Streets is out now on all digital outlets and a free download on Audio Mac, which that's all news to me. But check it out because the rest of it sounded pretty dope too. This is FUBAR Radio. It is myself, Sarah Love.
Yeah, you know who this is, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I was saying earlier, man, I took this trip. You know what I'm saying, man? This trip got me. Wow! So wild, man. You couldn't even hear it. You know what I'm saying? Only dogs could communicate with this mother lover, man. That's the kind of pitch I'll be hearing. You know what I'm saying?
I'm thinking, as we can't, for some reason, Mysac, you didn't bring your theme tune today.
Yeah,
so.
Well, you know, that's how it is sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I just came back from a very far place away, you know what I'm saying? Cause this trip, man. You know what I'm saying? This trip that I was taking, man. Anyway, I want to welcome y'all all down to the FUBAR Radio Cafe, you know what I'm saying? Where we do exactly what you want and give you exactly what you need. If you want to take on the walk on the wild side, you know what I'm saying? Y'all need to get in my backpack. Yeah, that's right. Scrunch up your ass and get in my backpack, because where I'm going, man, ain't nobody gonna be able to be me. You know what I'm saying? You didn't hear this. I said, ain't nobody gonna be me.
Oh, yeah.
They ain't gonna understand shit either, man. You know what I'm saying? When you come back from that motherfucker, you gonna be dribbling, man. And I go by the name of My Sack Hayes. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. My Sack Hayes. Now, if y'all wanna know how to get high with me, y'all gotta get up with my backpack, you know what I'm saying? There ain't no thing but my backpack, man.
I found it. See, that was
ladies
just another trip into the universe.
That was a trip into the wild side of My Sack Hayes, you know what I'm saying? But this is the Food Bar Radio Cafe, and we want to invite all y'all bitches and bitchettes on down to get on down, to boogie on down, and most of all, never feel down, you dig? That's right. I go by the name of My Sack Hayes, ladies and gentlemen. My Sack Hayes, man. I only had about 3 hours sleep, you know what I'm saying? Because I took this trip the other day, man. And I had to look in the mirror and say, Mice, you's a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
Hey, I was about to call myself a bitch then, but then I realized I was looking in the mirror. So, I had to retract from that statement right there. But this week's investigation comes courtesy of Bruh. I had the hardcorest.
Hardcorest?
Yeah,
challenging me on the ignorantness.
It was the ignorantness. Ignorantist. I think. I can't even remember anyway.
Sorry,
but yeah,
what did
I had
you
the
say?
Most hardcorest journey I had to take, man. Listen, I went. Where did we go? I went. Shout out to the Herbalizer crew. We went out to Reunion Island.
Ooh.
So near
How long
Madagascar.
Is that flight?
It's basically from Paris. It's a 10-hour flight.
Jesus.
But you gotta get to Paris first. So, you know, call it about 11-12 hour flight or something.
Uh-uh.
So anyway, I've never been through this before. Basically, the booking on the flights was a little bit messed up, where it gave us about an hour, you know, to the connecting flight. But the only thing is, the luggage was not connected. So I had to check out.
Nightmare.
Yeah, I had to, well, not check out, but I had to go through customs and all that, get my luggage, and then go and check in again on the other flight and drop my baggage. But I had an hour to do that.
Long!
And it was in France. Yeah, that was probably the worst part, is the fact that it's in France. Because in France, for some fucking reason, I don't know what it is, whether I could, because I can't speak French that well, but they take long, like proper long.
Because they see you're British, they're like, fuck these fools.
But I don't know what it was. I was sweating though. So imagine it's like, yeah, you got an hour, bruv. All right, bam, 6 o'clock. It must have been, yeah, it was 6 o'clock, and I had to be able to check in by, get the stuff in by 6:30 or something like that. So, you know what I mean?
That's
what I'm
tight.
Saying is about 20 to 6. I got off the plane, and by about 6 o'clock, I'm trying to find where the luggage is. But then the screen was saying, yeah, bruv, you ain't getting your luggage until 6:27. So you're fucking up already,
bruv?
Thinking that you... Yeah, yeah, that's what it says, it bruv, in capitals. I was like, right, this shit's saying bruv to me as well.
You
like,
know how it shows in multiple languages,
yeah,
like proper French,
making me
English,
feel like,
road chat.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, right, you really make me feel like a fast. Anyway, so I go to the guy, I was like, bruv, I need to get over to terminal wherever to get to... you know, to Reunion Island. He was like, yeah, you know what? It is better for you. Maybe you just go take the plane and we send your luggage after. I was like, look, I gave him the look like,
yeah,
bruv.
I ain't falling.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I was like, this sweat on my forehead ain't dripping for no reason. So anyway, I managed to sort it all out. It's a bit of running here, sweating there, cussing over there, blam, blam, blam. I was like 10 minutes late, but I managed to get on the plane dripping of sweat. But it made me think to myself, wow, I need to find out if there's anyone who's gone through something worse than I have. So this week, Mice investigates. What's the worst holiday nightmare you've ever heard of? What's the worst type of holiday nightmare you've ever heard of? Now, I've been hearing about people being stuck in airports for 27 hours.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff like that.
That's madness.
The sad part about when you're stuck in the airport is obviously thinking about you getting to your destination. You lose every hour you're in the airport, you're losing an hour on your holiday time. So you're already pissed.
Mm-hmm.
But at least when it's on the way, you still have a chance to enjoy the said holiday. When it's on the way back,
oh, it's just down there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're just like, right, and I've got to go home as well. You lot of fucking, I've got to go home to these pigeons on the balcony shitting all over my my work clothes. I mean, the thing is as well is that a lot of people tend to have like nightmares on holiday that really aren't that bad. So, you know, what I went through, it was pretty messed up.
Yeah.
But considering, you know, I was like, you know what? It could be, obviously, with situations like this weekend, yeah, things could be a lot worse. So that's what I want to get out there. Sometimes it's not as bad as you think it is.
Yeah.
Obviously, I went down to the old digital pub and asked a few of the lads, because you know what I mean? Like, if you don't do that, you're just not one of the lads, are you? You know what I mean? Like, shout out to Dave Spade anyway. He knows what I'm talking about. Cy Philly always hits us up with something special. He says an ex-girlfriend of his once went to Disneyland with her family. The apartment they were staying in got burgled whilst they were out one day. When they got back and developed the photos they had, they saw pics of the burglars with the family's toothbrushes up their bums.
Never, he's making that up.
I don't know. He said he never kissed her again. I don't believe him. I know, Cy Philly's that's a bit
really,
of a freak.
It's really messed up, but that is quite funny.
Yeah, yeah, that is fucked up, though. The thing is,
I'm
them taking the pictures as well.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know, it's the fact that they were like, yeah, like, who
they
was taking
high.
The pictures?
They
this
were
is where I start, yeah, you yeah, start getting worried, like, right, you're not taking
idea,
pictures of
it?
Each other. You know, you could go to jail for that type of shit, right? And how old is he? No, joke. Anyway. Yeah,
that's messed up.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh no. Yeah, because if you came back to the apartment, you wouldn't think they'd touch your toothbrush, would you? So you'd just use it.
Yeah. Oh man. And then you're like, well, I must have left some toothpaste on here. Yeah, it feels a bit gritty.
I don't remember having peanuts stuck in my
sweet corn
in my teeth.
Later,
sweet
man.
Sweet corn and peanuts.
Yeah, and you know, because they might, and you know, you might have thought, oh shit, my gums are bleeding. Yeah, like, nah, they ain't. That ain't blood, love. Anyway, moving on from that subject there. Some of us sounding like we've done that before. Anyway, shout out to Sam Davis. He says he stayed in a chalet in Teen, and on the first night, he smashed the window by throwing his mate through it. Oh, yeah, like yeah, you do. You know, you do, yeah, that often happens.
You like, know, like when you're staying in a hotel, yeah, yeah, you throw yeah, your mate through your window.
Yeah, yeah. So he says they got banned from the chalet and they moved. They had to move to Courchevel. Where they had to pay a hotel for a hotel, which is €250 for a new window. They had to pay, yeah. That's, yeah.
You did all right, mate, because considering you could have, like, killed your friend, well, it could have been true, a whole lot more serious than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, 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 for sure. So hit us up, hiphop@foodbarradio.com, or tweet us @foodbarradio, and let us know what's the worst holiday nightmare you've ever heard of?
I don't know if it's my worst holiday nightmare, but there was one time when I was meant to be working in New Orleans.
Is it?
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. Tremé.
And my sister was traveling with me, but then it was like this crazy rerouting and everything going on. So we had to land in Chicago. Then the only way we were going to be able to get to New Orleans on time was if we flew from Chicago to Alabama and then drove from Alabama to New Orleans.
Serious.
And driving from Alabama, that means driving through, we landed in Louisiana. So we drove from Louisiana through Mississippi, Alabama to Georgia. Yeah.
And wow.
And it's like,
damn, boy, how the you must have been looking around like,
yeah. And then we,
Willie Lynch about to pop out here,
proper,
boy.
And seeing all the number plates with the Confederate flag on. And then me and my sister were like, okay, let's put the radio on and see how long it takes for us until we hear Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah. I would have been like, let's put on some Dolly Parton and play it as loud as possible.
Hopefully they as a diver. Yeah, attention.
They don't look at us in a weird way.
Within an hour of driving, we had seen 5 Confederate flags. And when I say a flag, I'm talking about a flag the size of that building. Like,
is it?
Yeah. So imagine the size of like 6 trucks lined up side by side.
Just
on top of Confederate flags.
Damn, boy.
And then we're just like, please, let's not break down.
Sound like a Kanye West concert.
Yeah.
Damn, boy.
But that was pretty harrowing. And then I thought about, I've heard of, my friend was telling me getting stuck in a lift on holiday and then just like losing like a whole day. And then I was thinking, what are the worst people you could get stuck in a lift with?
Yeah, I feel sorry for people that like go on holiday and get injured on, you know, say, you know, they go on a skiing trip And then, like, the first day or second day, they just fucked up their shit. And then
they're watching everyone else go off and have a good time.
You're just hobbling, oh, man, you must be pissed. And everybody always just says, "Ruh, man, you must be pissed that you broke your ankle, like, on the first day." No, it's cool. I'm here still. Like, man, I should strangle you right now.
That's when the alcoholism began.
Yeah.
But now, and then I was talking the other day with a friend about, imagine getting stuck in a lift with Talib Kweli, Joe Budden and Kara Swan. Who would you rather be stuck in a lift with?
Wow. Talib
Kweli, Joe Budden or Kara Swan? Think about it and hit us up at hiphop@foobarradio.com or hit us on the Twitter at Foobar Radio as well. And keep your messages of your worst holiday disasters coming.
Yes, keep hitting us up, hiphop@foobarradio.com, and also you could tweet us at DJ Sarah Love, at Mice Diggy, and at In Your Face.
Yeah, try at In Your Face. And coming up next, we're going to be joined by Q-Rock.
Yep.
A Son of Noise.
Yep.
The founder of one of my favourite parties in the UK, Four Pillars. It's happening this week. He's going to be giving us the whole lowdown, so keep it locked right here and check out this brand new Michael Parkinson and Mr. Thing is Fubar.
You want to test me? Are you stupid? Got to be out of your fucking mind.
I'm the truth from the booth to the stage, bitch. I'm underground like Pete in the basement. Mr. Thing on the beat, so it's major. And the P with a speech for a favor. We eat hand to mouth, we pee without a doubt. Parkinson, far from done, here to bang them out. Bun skunk in your drum when your mum's around. Hold your tongue, more be sunned when I put it down. I don't fuck about, I say what I do. You're the other way round because you's a fool. I take him back to school, my class is in session. I don't need a tool cause the mic is my weapon. With every bar I dead it, you can call the medics. If they offer help, they'll be the first to get it. Live from the horse's mouth, so you know I said it. The golden era is the sound, what I'm representing. I forgot to mention, I'm one with the ether. I cook your beef, spit the heat right through your speaker. I guess I'm too eager, I still smoke the reefer. I love to rap why you spaz over Justin Bieber. I put you in a sleeper like Ted DiBiase. Good night, Betty, bye, cause you can't stop me. I know I sound cocky because I am probably. I'm on the grind when I rhyme cause it ain't a hobby. You ready for the roar?
Yeah.
But do you want some more?
Yes.
You sick of auto-tune?
Yes.
You ready for the new?
Yes, no.
You ready for the roar?
Yeah.
But do you want some more?
Yes.
So I've come to slaughter dudes. It is what it is, but ain't what it was. Most call it rap, but I call it pop. I got the fire to acquire just to make it hot. I'm not inspired by these liars trying to fuck it up. I'm deep in the cut, like a growing scab. I'm trying to bring it back, armed with a pen and pad. I'm hidden in the stash, I got it in the bag. I'll never stop, I got it locked like I was the latch. Yeah, and that's a fact, embedded in the wax. I saw the sign and went for mine just to lace the track. I writ the rhyme a thousand times just to make it fat. I'm glorified, you're mortified when I came to rap. I guess I got it made, like I'm special ed. When you're the dumbest break, cause you're in special ed. I put the beat to bed, I demand some respect. Like Diamond D, I'm the best secret kept. I'm making history, it's Mr. Thing and me. If you don't know, get to know, cause he made the beat. I'm in the zone to hold my own when it's time to speak. I bring the flow and match the show, then it's time to leave. You ready for the roar?
Yeah.
But do you want some more?
Yes.
You're sick of auto-tune?
Yes.
You ready for the new?
Yes, yes, no.
You ready for the roar?
Yeah.
But do you want some more?
Yes.
You're sick of auto-tune?
Yes.
Mr. Thing, take him back to school.
You need to know. You need to know. You need to know. Who you fucking with now? You need to
That is the Roar. Michael Parkinson and Mr. Thing on that cut. Definitely check out the video because it's super nice. And they've got a whole gang of dope music on the way for you as well. This is Where Hip Hop Lives every Monday, 4 till 6 p.m. with myself, Sarah Love.
Myself, Digmund Freud, a.k.a. the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake, bitches and bitchettes. We are joined by a special guest right about now. Courtesy of the Four Pillars of Hip Hop.
Yeah.
Representing from Day Dizzle.
Just do sound effects
Sounded like a whippet right there, boy. That's, you know them muscle band whippets. Have you seen them shits? You know, with the, I've forgotten what it's called, but they just got this.
A muscle band whippet.
Yeah. Brother, I want to get one. Yeah, imagine you saw a whippet and you're like, rah, boy, that's a scary looking.
It's kind of henched out.
Yeah.
You like that, innit? Hench whippet.
AKA the War Machine.
War Machine.
You know what I mean? The last survivor of the Battle Creek Brawl. Q Rock, what you saying, bro?
I'm all right, man. Are you good?
Yeah, man, we're good.
Hey, Surviving. Sarah Love.
Hey, it's lovely to have you here.
It's good to be here. Thank you for having me once again.
Yes, man.
And I'm so happy that you're still putting on your Four Pillars parties, because I know how tough it is being a promoter.
It's tough.
It's a game that I try my best to avoid.
Yeah.
So that's why I just have so much respect for people from our scene who are going to put the work in and make these things happen.
Yeah. Well, it's just hard work, you know. But one of my things is, as long as it kind of doesn't eat into my pocket fully, I'm cool. So, you know, and the thing is, I've got good resources, like your good sales around, and other people on the scene that are willing just to chip in and just say, look, you know, it is what it is. We can see you trying hard, and, you know, so I appreciate everyone that supports the Four Pillars movement. So I salute you all.
And the thing is that so now has it become like an annual event? It's not, you're not doing,
because I'm broke.
You seen the car this guy drives around in? I shouldn't even say drive. Yeah. I should say fly.
Flies around. I think it's I would like to do two a year, but it's finding the venues. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but there's not very, or should I say, there aren't many kind of venues that kind of like as soon as you type them a little email saying, oh yeah, you know, I'm gonna put on a hip hop night, they're like, yeah. I mean, there was one place I went to in Shoreditch, and the guy, instead of him saying no, the guy said, yeah, I need a £10,000 guaranteed at the bar for drinks. And I was like, why didn't you just say no, bro? There's no need to put me out like that.
£10,000 guaranteed at
the
bar.
I was like, I'll buy up the bar like P. Diddy, bro. Mine out.
But that's crazy.
You know what, though? I heard something crazy. Since 2007, a third of all venues in Soho alone have shut down.
Wow.
Since 2007.
And that's in Soho. That's like Club Soho. City.
That's Smoking Ban. I'm telling you, look, man, the Smoking Ban killed the gang.
But bring back Skinny Man to do that Smoking Ban thing.
It's also, hey, if you keep it locked right here, you might hear something brand new from Skinny Man.
Just saying. Just saying, voice.
And no, but I think it's also because they're saying that a big part of that is the Crossrail thing.
Yeah.
Because they're building this new Crossrail. So now all of that land, the value of those properties have gone up by 50%. They're being sold on to posh property developers. That's why you haven't got all the independent outlets in Soho anymore.
Trust me, people were going out, if people could smoke their Ruffmans,
whatever,
their
Benton and Hedges, they're the real cigarettes. Any man that smokes B&H, I have to take my hat off to him. That's a real cigarette.
Anyone who smokes Camel, you got to fucking you got to close your nose to them, boy.
Wait, so which order is it? Ruffman's, B&H, Camel?
I don't smoke, but every time I see B&H, that's a real smoker.
Yeah,
that's the way I see it. My
when
dad
you see
used to
Camels,
bun
that's the real fuck up there. Right? when people smoking Camels, you can, you know, like you start wheezing. When people smoke that much, where you go, boy, yeah, I'm getting all short of breath here. But I believe the smoking ban was what really fucked shit up. That's when, because you're saying since 2007, when did it start? It kicked in like 2006, wasn't it?
Before 2007.
Where, and then people couldn't, they can't enjoy the night as much as they want to.
Hold on, I need to say, you got a 10. My man's got his Wesley on.
Yeah, I got a little.
His Wesley, look at him.
Got a little. I should put my shades on now, innit? Now you said that.
You want to see my Stiggy right now?
Am I
my
glowing,
man.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, just
glistening, bruv. Look at him.
Look at my skin, man.
He's just been La Réunion Island.
Yeah, I was in Madagascar.
But every time you say that, I'm just like the cartoon. I just picture the cartoons.
I like
Rock
to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it.
I ain't slept for shit. The tea punch, woo!
Party!
Yeah, I brought back some of that rum though. That shit was mad cheap. Yeah, wow. it was like duty free prices, but like you know, in the black market.
But Costco sizes.
Yeah,
Costco sizes, duty free prices.
What's tomorrow? My phone is sick. I'm feeling a bit ill. You know, I don't know what that drink was.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I nearly phoned
your
in sick.
Your eyes kind of look shiny as well now, bro. We're squatting.
Look like that, man. But it's like, hey, it's in the building, baby. You know what I'm saying?
So we digress anyway. So yeah, the four pillars.
Yes, this one is a very... This is what I've got to say, man. You packed this one out, bruv. I'm loving the whole DJ selection here as well.
Yeah, there's a female DJ on there. She's meant to be really dope.
A female DJ?
Yeah, man.
Right, that doesn't
it's a female called Sarah Love. I don't know, man, but yeah, apparently she's all right. She's on the decks.
Right, you managed to... not many people get to book
you know
DJ
what?
Sarah Love out here,
she's
boy.
She's blushing.
Q-Rock has bought me out of my self-imposed hiatus this year. That's how much that I love. Okay, thank you. That's how much that I love Four Pillars.
I appreciate your support. Trust me.
You know, and this is what I'm saying. Everybody on in their different positions in the world can make a contribution. You know, so I appreciate what you do, and I think it's important that we have something like Four Pillars. So it's the duty of people like us to represent. You know,
it's appreciated. It really is. Trust me.
So talk about the how comes you got DJs from all around the world? We can
we got obviously the generals. I call him DJ Supreme, flying in from Switzerland to do his thing. He's going to be playing on the night. We've got DJ Star Wars from Germany. He's going to be doing his thing. And we've got obviously DJ Locke in the place. I think you know him, Mice, from somewhere.
I
see him all around
plays,
a few times.
I think he plays my beats when I'm performing.
Seen. Yeah. And then who else have we got? We've got my DJ from Son of Noise, ex Hard Noise DJ, DJ Madder, just warming up the set for the night, just keeping everything nice and easy before everyone gets into the madness. I'm trying to think who else is on there. I ain't even got the flyer on me.
DJ Sarah Love.
Yeah, DJ Sarah Love.
She's. I think she's done the warm up. She's warming up for the warm up.
Yeah, she's. If you look at the flyer, Sarah Love's DJ Sarah Love's in font 5. Just you know, we're just bringing her out. But yeah, so it should be good. And the artist wise, you know, obviously we've got some other breader called Mice Diggy.
Oh yeah.
Have you heard of him?
He's got I heard he's got a tan that, you know what I mean, makes people want to hear more about
Wesley.
Him.
Wesley.
Wesley. I look that dark, yeah.
Dark, bruv.
Blink.
I thought I had a little golden
darkness.
Darkness. Should have never given you money.
Yeah, I'm gonna be down there hosting so you lot can get the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake.
That's
all
right.
Evening, bitches and bitchettes.
Mother lovers.
Oh,
why do you do Four Pillars though? Because it almost just popped out of nowhere when you did the first one.
Because I love hip hop. You know, I don't just listen to hip hop, but there are so many artists out there that need exposure, and sometimes it's hard for them to find a platform to kind of get on to promote what they're doing. And I've got a list of artists. You know, there are still artists that I want to tap into just to say, look, come out, come and do the show. But it's just finding that right venue that's going to give me the chance to bring in some, for want of a better phrase, some unknown artists, because usually they want people that are going to bring in, you know, a big name that's going to draw everyone in. I'm like, yeah, but some of these undiscovered artists can still draw in a crowd because they're really talented, but nobody's giving them the chance to shine. So that's what it's about, really.
I think it's quite hard, though, because obviously venues are like used to a name drawing the crowd and whatnot.
Yeah.
But something for what you're trying to do is like, you know, you put on acts where, you know, they'll draw a crowd, but then you're also trying to make sure that there's at least a third of people that you might not have heard of or whatnot.
Yeah,
in terms of this, like, event, you got Gatecrashers.
Yep.
So, that's a family of the show as well.
Yeah, they're good.
Shout out to G-Bag.
Guys. Oliver Sudden. Jack Diggs.
The
whole of all of them.
Big Toast.
All of them.
Then you got Philly and Dots as well. Philly might as well be like a co-host of this show. Like, I swear we mention him every damn week on here.
I should cuss him out. But anyway, I'm not going
to.
If Philly's listening, he knows. He's meant to be here.
Well, no. Okay.
Oh, he was meant to be here today.
Bite your tongue.
Oh.
Bite your tongue.
Why?
Because you never know what's going to happen. But Philly and Dots are going to be performing at
Philly and Dots are going to be at
He's inside. I never know shit, by the way.
There's something going on.
I never know shit.
You're just chilling.
You don't tell me shit.
What's going on? The Madagascar song? I've not seen that film.
I like to move it. Move it.
Yeah, because you're still buzzing on that.
Move to the left. Move to the right. I'm dolphin dancing. It's the dolphin dance.
Anyway,
should we just like, do the rest of the show?
Yeah, let's
beatboxing
do that.
Songs that we don't really
beatbox.
Like.
Yeah.
But so then we've got Dre Scuffs from America. This guy's really
America.
Yeah.
Like America. No, America, America.
Madagascar.
So talk about Dre Scuffs, like, because I've seen his name on a couple of your events before.
Yeah, he done the one that we did at the Bussy building. Yeah. And I missed the show because usually, you know, it's like when you're putting an event, you're running up and down. But Dre Scuffs is from New Jersey, very talented guy. And he's literally flying himself and his crew over. And they just said, we're going to do this thing for nothing. It's all love. They wanted to come to England anyway. And I wanted him to come to this show, but he's not getting here until Wednesday. But he's really talented. If anyone's heard Dre Scuffs or whatever, he's got, his voice sounds kind of like Jay-Z. He's not trying to bite Jay-Z, but he's got such a good voice, and his performance is apparently supposed to be really on point. So I'm looking forward to watching him this time and not running up and down.
I saw him and he was a good performance. Yeah. How did you get to like network with him? How did you meet him?
He hollered at me. He saw the flyer and then he just said, look, you know, I'm from New Jersey. I've got a family that live in Brixton. If I fly over, can I do your event? And I was like, cool. Then he sent me stuff and I was like, whoa, this guy's dope. And he really is. And ever since then, we've been talking and everything. And I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to promote his name over here. I'm putting him in touch with other producers. So, you know, there's a whole network thing. I mean, that's what I'm in it for as well. I just love networking.
Yeah, you love networking.
It's not really about me and what I may do with Son of Noise and DJ Supreme and Max Cyrus and all that stuff. I just like people getting together and collaborating. And, you know, all I want is just a little pat on the back. Cheers, man. That's it. You know, it's not about money or anything for me. I don't look into it like that. But yeah.
So the Four Pillars events are going to keep pushing then.
I'm trying, you know, I'm gonna keep doing it. But yeah, but apart from that, I'm still doing my writing.
The other thing that I like about it is it's the chance for lots of people from like the whole spectrum of hip hop to get together, you know, because that's like it past Four Pillars events.
Yeah,
you know, you've been hanging out with Teddy Ted. And, you know,
Cormega.
Hijack.
Cormega. You had Cormega.
Jimmy Manuwa, you know what I mean?
You know what? I need to talk to you about the way you knock out a brother as well. I saw something on your Instagram. And you whacked out a guy, and I was just like,
"That wasn't a knockout. That was a sweep.
Whatever.
There's a difference,
whatever.
Man.
If I need backup, I'm calling you.
Okay. You should come train, man. Everybody should come train.
He was training on Instagram, and he just done some move, and this guy just dropped, and I was just like, "What happened?
But you didn't see the 50 takes before that one was up.
I don't know. But that one take that I saw,
that
one take that I saw made me think I don't want it with Mike. It got me.
You didn't
start.
Know that already.
What?
You didn't know that already.
He's the war machine.
But speaking of war machine.
Yum, yum, yum. We're all about the kids.
We should do a remix.
So we got to mention that the Four Pillars event is actually a free event.
It's free this time, so you don't have to reach in your pocket for nothing.
What do
you
call it? $3.99.
$3.99.
Which I think kind of confuses people because you still get the 99. The last thing you hear is 99.
But it's,
you know how they fuck you up with that shit.
Like,
bruv, it's $4.99. Shit, it's only $4.99. Nah, it's £5.
Yeah, really?
Let's just say it's £5 because you're getting jerked. It's $899. Oh, bro, my cheap, man. $899. You paid £900, bro. Don't even try and jerk it.
Yeah, it's free, and I don't know if anyone's ever been to Box Park, but it's a great event. I mean, the space, you know, holds probably about 300 people. My advice would be to get there very early because it's going to get rammed because it's free. So anyone passing by could just put their head in and just, you know, that's you not getting in because someone that's not even into that's the thing though, that's not even into hip hop could just walk in there and be like, well, I've got my spot, I'm just going to plot here for the night.
But then that's good because we're converting, you know, that's sort of like a Jehovah's Witness type approach.
I don't know about
we're
that,
converting
man.
New people.
I think you should say Scientology because, you know, that's a bit more accepted nowadays.
Then people knock at my door, I'm running.
No, I've been getting harassed by that. Because you know, the worst thing that I ever told them 2 years ago was that I work from home. And so now they're like,
no. That's the dumbest thing you could have said.
And now it's literally the next time. I've been so nice to them. Because I like to discuss things with people from different backgrounds.
You know, like, you doing that, you've allowed them. You know, there's like certain levels of like how much you know somebody. Like, you've allowed them now. Before, they might have been like, knock on the door. Bounce. It might have been pressed the doorbell. Now you're going to get the tap on the window.
Yeah.
That's, you know, when someone's like, right, you're getting a bit too close now. No, when you're tapping on the window.
It's like, you look the door, you don't tap. You don't tap the window.
Yeah, only people like close can tap the window.
Or Jehovah's Witness.
Jehovah's Witness, that's it.
So, it's literally at the point, next time I see them, I'm going to be like, guys, I really respect everything you're doing. I'm never converting, and this is becoming harassment now.
But do you know what? What I see...
Now get off my porch. Get off my greens. Get off my mustard grass. My collard greens.
But the funny thing is, you see them guys standing up, and they're not even handing out leaflets. They're outside the train station just high posting, like, we'll just be. I'm like, and you got a job? Get a job, mate, to stand in there.
Yeah, they're being paid by the rich ass church.
Is it?
Clean ass white shirt, man. Yeah. They always got some clean ass white shirt with no tie on.
But yo, they do it through the daytime now because I'm at home every day. I see that they're putting kids in front of the door, and I'm like, I don't think their little picnies are going to get me opening the door. I see them open the door with a fake zoot.
Oh, you on? And I see me, I'm cool.
Fake zoot. I'm big ass Bob Marley schooner, boy. Scud missile.
Naked.
So, so
back to digress.
We digress again. Yeah, so.
Butt naked with a fake zoot on. Anyway, so.
I just open up the door.
So, Four Pillars is going to be a great event, by the way.
Yeah. And all Jehovah's Witnesses are welcome.
All welcome, yeah.
All faiths.
Whatever you want, man.
Metalheads, techno heads, you're all welcome.
But yeah, so, you know, I'm looking forward to Supreme being there. I'm looking forward to everyone being there. But,
me
you know.
Too.
So, you're going to perform for us then, or what? Because when you say that, like, you got three of your DJs there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Pup.
Oh, you should start a new group.
What, you going to join?
Three DJs and one MC.
Wow. That's an idea. Yeah. I don't know, because...
10%, Sarah. You get 10%.
The whole thing about the whole 10%. Box parts thing, it's mainly, it's DJ focused, so that, you know, they...
As it should be.
All right, steady on, love. You know, us performers, we need some light as well.
But give the DJ their credit. Yeah.
No, bun them DJs. Fire for them all.
So is it going to be like a bunch of turntables set up then? Like,
no,
are we gonna have
so
some...
it's literally two turntables and just a
microphone.
And you know, everyone does their thing. The sets, I just want it to be a smooth transition, because it's the first hip hop night, official hip hop night that they're going to have there. So I really want it to go well.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I don't know if I'm going to perform. You know, there's obviously Supreme's going to be there, and I've still got the track that I've done with Max Cyrus and Roman that I'd like to perform. But it's all about timing, you know. And as I said, it's not about me; it's about everybody else. Yeah. It's not about me. So,
you know, yeah, but you know, everybody comes there, and you know they want to see the War Machine go in.
No.
War Machine.
I'm busy composing for DJ Supreme at the moment. So
So there's some newness coming.
Oh, Supreme's a beast right now, man. He's on top of his game. He's got yes.
No, that just means she's gonna talk next when you finish.
Yeah, interrupted. I just saw a hand like, yo, no, shut your mouth, blood.
That's the first time you'll hear that. That's you put your hand up and it interrupted me. I don't want to interrupt you, but
no. So yeah, Supreme's got he's working on an EP, and the names that are coming, he's like flying out. You got Blade, MCM. All these guys, man, he's coming back. Shaka, Shazam, obviously Ice Pick.
Supreme is like the green.
And Ice T.
What?
Oh, stop the press, mother lovers.
He's
yeah.
like the Kale Shake of hip hop, man. He's just Ice bringing
tea.
All these oldies
Supreme
back.
Supreme and Ice T, can Jesus. You see that?
That's
what?
Amazing.
Wow, yeah. Ice T, how old is Ice T now?
I don't know, but who cares, brother?
I was watching, there's a film that he's on not too long ago. I was like, man, do you know what's really interesting? Think about, because I couldn't figure it out whether they were more or less, but it feels like there are more successful actors that have come from hip hop, rappers, than there are singers.
Yeah.
Am I lying?
Singers that have come from hip hop.
So there are more successful rapper/actors than there are singer/actors.
You're right,
Am I lying?
I don't know, but I don't have the exact stats.
I'm punching your face.
You've got Queen Latifah, but she's like.
Yeah, but she came from hip hop. She's a rapper. Look, Queen Latifah,
Cube.
Ice Cube.
Oh, I believe you got the guy from what's the one that literally come out the other day?
LL Cool J.
No,
the one he didn't come out the other day.
No, okay. Moonlight.
Pardon?
Moonlight.
Oh, like, yeah.
That
oh
guy's
God,
a rapper.
He's fine.
All right, love. Steppy on Sarah's face. Oh my God, he's fine.
Did
oh
you
my God.
Sorry, Lady Abby, Lissy, did you see Moonlight? Dude's fine.
Somebody get a mop in here, please. The big mop.
It is fine.
Somebody get a big mop up in here.
Women need every opportunity to objectify like men.
Yo, go grab the arrowroots
and
they
love it.
I didn't realise, and then I saw him rapping.
Sorry, is he going to be at Four Pillars?
Yes.
Wicked.
I flew him in,
Abby, Lissy, don't miss it.
I bug on money to fly people.
Yeah, yeah.
Ludacris. These are all fine examples
who's the most,
of great actors.
Who's the most successful? Will Smith.
There you go.
Sorry, is that an example of a great actor?
Well, I'm just saying he's done a lot better than Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
No, he's done well, but come on, like, let's get things in perspective. He's not a great actor.
Men in Black, though.
He can act.
Men in Black, when that come out, don't say you weren't doing
Men
the
in
dance.
Black 3 as well.
When they did the just bounce with me, everyone's doing that, just bounce with me. Yeah,
everybody just bounce.
Sarah was on it. What are you fronting for?
Men in Black.
Such a liar. Such a liar.
The reason why we know that's wacky is because I ain't got that song in my iTunes.
Liar, that's
all right, but Will Smith is more successful as an actor than Cher. Yeah, let's just say that.
I preferred his son in Karate. I really like Karate Kid, the new Karate Kid. That
yeah, but
was
his son's
cute.
His son's now kind of like dressing up
weird,
in dresses
or little,
thing now,
what's
it?
His name? Little but well, right. I don't give a damn what someone wants to wear.
All, right, so you
all that matters is what's in your heart.
You're lucky we ain't got a lot of time. So you go on a date, right?
Yeah.
And a guy turns up in a dress.
Yeah.
What do I do?
Yeah, yeah. Tell the truth, Sarah.
Tell the truth.
No, I'll be like, what?
Don't say no. Some
city.
Easy
access.
What size is it? Sarah will be like, what? That's an interesting outfit. What size is it? Let me go.
Well, I think it's a little better on the bread than it. I'm just saying. That's
No, this is all hypothetical, but you've got to upset a bitch right now.
Scratch your name off. It's a 1.5.
Is Sarah Love going to have to smack a bitch? That's what
it is. Now, you know what? How I was raised is all that matters is what's in somebody's heart.
Oh, but you can't find what's inside the heart unless you open the heart.
Exactly.
If you don't open the heart, how would you know?
I can see into your heart. I was given that gift.
What is in my heart right now?
Your heart is beautiful.
Come on, sister.
Your heart is beautiful. Cholesterol. And that's why.
You don't know. You don't know.
No, that's why I love Colin Q-Rock so much, because
just
you are
me
a
Colin,
pure,
I'm,
lovely
I'm regular.
Person.
You know, all these people keep going, Q-Rock, man, son of noise. I'm like, my real name's Colin. You know, I don't go home. My mum goes, Q-Rock, go and do the washing. I'm like, no, it's Colin. It's like, if you see me on the street, don't go, yeah, Q-Rock, I'm a great fan. I just like to say, yo, what's up, Cole?
Nah, man.
No, but it's honestly, I don't give a damn what people wear, because there's times when it's like you've been to a hip hop jam and someone's there in like a suit or something and shoes. And
man turns up in a thong, Sarah. He rocks up in a thong and high heels.
That's his business.
A romper and high heels, though.
No, where I draw the line is Uggs.
You can come here in a leotard, some ski boots on.
Don't come in with no Uggs.
Don't come in with tutu.
I don't really care you're not hurting me by dressing however the hell you want to dress. And same way, it's none of your business how I dress. If you got a problem with how I dress, don't look at me.
I've got one word.
And also, the only problem that I have is, for me, I don't find it attractive men wearing leggings.
Freak.
Like, you know.
A freak.
What do you think about the tight jeans?
It's called open-minded,
Colin. The tight jeans leggings.
I'm not feeling, I don't think, it doesn't do it for me.
Yeah, when
it's not sexy. Jeggings. And it's not that I think people can wear, men should wear whatever they want, but for me, it's not sexy. And so that's kind of killing the vibe. You might, like, someone's ticking lots of boxes,
trendy,
but then they're wearing leggings.
But I watch my own son do it, and I'm like,
right. Yeah, but you got to look at your son.
Really care,
look at his
honest.
Legs, yeah? Look at the calf
muscle. His legs
muscle.
Are bigger than mine.
When you can see blood pumping through the vein on the calf muscle, I say, bruv, you're taking a piss now. Do you know what I mean? So that's where you got to measure.
No, when they can't come off. when they're so tight, you can't get them.
You shouldn't be spending half an hour putting your jeans on. Put it that way. That's kind of wrong. You got, there's other shit that you should be, you know what I mean?
Look, you treat people how you want to be treated. I wear whatever the hell I want, yeah? I'm going to dress as militant as I like. I'm going to dress as African as I like. I'm going to dress any old way I like. If you got a problem with that, you've got problems.
All right, it's nothing to get on at me. You got Jeremy Cardley, get off my stage.
Me and Colin are going to turn up at Four Pillars on this Saturday.
In
I'm going to be wearing a leopard skin frock.
I'm wearing leopard.
You send me your outfit,
you know what?
I'll send you my outfit.
I'm going to do some Baboon Betty thing. I'm just going to wear some leather pants with my backside hanging out.
Do it, Colin. That would be a great PR trick.
I'm not even shaving my bum, you know?
Bro, I've got to go and eat after this, man. How are you putting them type of
that would be a great PR
right now.
You could get in the metro.
That probably would be the PR. In this day and age, that probably would be the PR.
And then
PR
I'll say
move.
To Sarah, are we going on a date or what, girl?
And Colin, I would still go on a date because you're such a beautiful
she's
person.
She's cupping my cheeks in her hand.
No, Colin, that's called violation. I didn't sign up for that.
Yeah.
I said I'd go on a date.
And you said that out loud, by the way. I'll let you know that.
No, because Colin is a wonderful person. That's why I'm saying it doesn't matter how you dress or how you look.
Yeah, but
what's on the outside is superficial and that will change. If I said to myself, I never, man with bald head, come out my face, that wouldn't be fair, would
we
it?
Should try the hip hop dressing challenge, yeah? People go to events, to hip hop event, dressed in the like, and most anti-hip hop.
I see where you're coming from, but I can see what's getting vexed in there. I'll just be like, oh,
be like,
right,
what's going on? I think that'll probably widen the market. We'd get all kinds of, all types.
Neon. Glow sticks, shiny leggings,
neon lipstick.
No
and
men
shit.
Are allowed in the jam, and we're still wearing shiny leggings.
No men are allowed that, with anything less than 2-inch heels.
Promote your own event.
See you there on Saturday.
James
then,
Brown
bro.
Used to rock the Cuban heels, man. There's lots of people, and that's
Prince
the
did?
Other thing. You want to look at what freaks were wearing in the 70s? You want to look at what Mysack Hayes wears every time he steps up in the studio? It's all about trends, isn't it? So if you want to stay fixated,
he's got his one chest hair popping out, isn't it?
His one afro hair popping out. But speaking of, you know, shutting down people like this, I really wanted to hear this track. And I'm hoping that this might even get performed at Four Pillars.
What's that?
Yes, Four Pillars, which is on this Friday.
Friday the 9th of June.
Friday the 9th of June, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. at Box Park, East Croydon, 99 George Street, CRO, 1LD.
Gonna be bananas. Seriously,
be
don't
bananas.
Miss. But you're hanging for a little while,
yeah,
right?
Hang.
Cool. Yeah, we got some fresh talent. You might.
Oh, cool.
Want to imagine dressed in a dress or something?
In neon,
when these guys are performing,
in neon,
I've got
in shiny leggings.
Am I meant to be picturing these guys in shiny leggings?
Yeah.
No, it's not gonna happen.
Oh dear.
We do digress on
this
show. Will we get to hear this performed at Four Pillars this weekend?
No.
Yeah.
Colin, you're meant to tease the audience.
Well, if I could find the rappers, then yeah.
Yeah, if the rappers
Iron
could.
Iron Man Roots.
He's recording with Wiley. I see a picture of him.
Should we play the song? Like New York. Make him know London's concrete. Don't know when I take no chat. We run things, we don't make things run with. And we ain't got no love for the system. Act like you know that I'm active. I'm on the front line with a rifle. Bars of Babylon burners. Them boys are my piss in the trap. Come round me, I'm snatching the chain. Every man here is trying to make G's, come on. It's survival of the fittest. I'm a hustle and my hustle's unknockable. This is straight from the source. You wanna know if you're as hard as you say that you are? Can none of these boys be as rugged as? Haven't you heard that I'm about my dirty goods DG, aka Kinga, stinging MCs like none of these boys be as rugged as? Haven't you heard that I'm about my dirty goods DG? This era, summer from the depths of terror. Every step's a tremor when heading to this get together. Resting never, not until every head gets severed from his reptilian next whenever. The sword swans of course numbness, the four tongues of course on. They'll run, yes, the war's done. Slap an amateur trying to match the caliber. When lacking all the stamina and the grass vernacular. Before other immortals all running through portal doors, coming to torture all. Even the death of court listening to the mortician, whose raw diction as the floor splitting while his jaws twitching never caught slipping. On a damn word, the rap nerd with Asperger's. All mass murder, you cat burger. As he stands about 1,000 feet tall, with the last survivor of the battle free rule, you can. Let me
It's a veteran or newcomer with the juice that'll switch a move faster to a tuber. Soup weapon, muscle enhancement. Can't do nothing when I'm drunk off the blood of the Mars, but no saga. The drama, misreach, your rental MCs, or the error of a whole era. Never hide and seek with the Grim Reaper. Backbones in 3D, better call the pauper.
What? We're about to get the live performance.
It's like return of four henchmen known to lift heavy bars. Bubble whenever the trouble, the squad go hard. Guillotine, guillotine, get it supreme. Rock lyrical gangbanger, reload the magazine. Get a pin of killer written word to my Stiggy. Good to put in the hither. Send him back to hell for going against a grain. Recognition for the demon boys, you know my name. Like a flame when I'm attacking the clone. Nose for same levels in the upper echelon. Fucking beat him to death in the octagon. Middle finger to a pussy, I'ma show you what I want. Silverback gorilla, Godzilla. When I attack, if you didn't give a fuck, I ain't giving a fuck back. Fuck that! It's all about the culture for sure. Get two enemies and anyone who wants war.
Yeah! Rest in peace.
I put my MC Freestyle.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace. Oh, that red one. In the building. Yeah, my beloveds. Do remember, never to forget, Four Pillars, the ninth hip-hop event, is on this Friday from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. at Box Park, East Croydon. That's Box Park, East Croydon, 99 George Street, Crow, 1LD. I know you, if I say Crow, a lot of people go, Crow. Yeah, it's C-R-0.
Yeah.
But, you know, in layman's terms, that's Crow.
Crow.
1LD.
Don't you know, yeah, my name is Gifford Mullins.
And make sure you... Gifford Mullins.
Is that wow, Charles's friend? Yes,
my name is Gifford Mullins.
This is my friend Gifford. And,
hello.
And you're both, Charles Freeman.
I'm Charles Freeman.
Charles, how the devil are you, old boy?
Cracky, I'm always, you know, I'm always good. Hardly ever paying for anything.
I'm
so,
loving
you know.
Your garment, this t-shirt camouflage.
These threads. I got these threads for free.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got them for free, actually.
Is that from, what's the young lady? 4 6 you, seven.
I call her you, me.
You, me, and yes. Her.
You,
sounds
me.
Sounds like a Jay-Z track or something. I remember that.
Oh, but you know about Jay-Z?
But
you gave me these friends for free.
What's your name? What's your name, young lady?
I'm just Giles' sidekick.
Oh, you're yes. Giles' sidekick.
She's my sidekick and she does sidekick
what
stuff.
What a fine filly you have over there.
Yes.
Karate well, sidekick.
We often go drive around in the Shaguar, you know, just drive around town, let people know that
late
the petrol
night.
We get is for free because... My mother-in-law, she works for BP, and she has a card that means we get petrol for free.
Yum, so yum,
and with
yum.
Next voice.
Yes.
Combined with the next yum, voice yum. From Sainsbury's.
Yes.
It's all free.
And people always wonder why I'm so rich, but they should guess it by now, because I've been rich forever. I'm going to stay this way, because I don't spend any of my own money.
Yes. But we can put a stop to these people by voting!
Exactly.
Indeed.
Yes, damn right.
Yeah! Yes. Who's that? Who's that on the line?
What's up,
Philly?
Yeah!
Cy Philly on the line.
So what are you saying, bruv? What? You couldn't even send me that message you was meant to
beef.
Send me. Walk on.
Beef and broccoli.
Walk on. Who's that? Who's that?
What do you mean, who's that?
Who's that? He's got listen, I'm in my car.
We're going to lock off your set. Come Friday, we'll lock off your set, everything.
Yeah,
done,
Aya.
You can't lock me up. See. I'll see you on Friday as well, man. Trust me.
Cy, I hear you've been out hardcore campaigning this week, encouraging people to vote, and this is all coming together, and you've even made a track about it.
Yes, I've been knocking on doors. I got Jehovah's Witness this week, man. Trust
me. We've been bigging up the Jehovah's Witness game as well,
did can't you go to the Jehovah's Witness training grounds? Get some.
I've been knocking on doors hard, man. Trust me.
Yeah,
I was surprised today. I even woke up to a message from a friend of mine who's like a staunchest Tory supporter I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
Like back in the day, we used to argue about politics. Back in the day when I was completely anti-politics. And wow. Even today, he tagged me in a message saying, after loads of thought and being a staunch Tory supporter for years, I'm now going to vote Labour.
The reason
he can say that.
Sorry.
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. I'd like to say thank you.
Yeah.
Right, next year, don't let us hear you're going to be running for mayor or some shit, boy. This is.
Oh, yeah, I don't know about mayor. But now you know what? I'm already too keen on Sadiq, so I might take that job still.
Oh, doesn't Luton need a mayor? Is there a mayor in Luton? I think you should take that
job.
Yeah,
you know what? I've never actually seen him. I don't know who this car met him, so I couldn't even tell you what it was. I want to go and take him like that.
That's messed up, isn't it? You probably know all the dealers in Luton before you know who the mayor is.
If you become mayor, yeah, just make sure you forward on that kind of like gold chain to me.
Yes, yeah, well,
don't worry about that. I ain't got that right now, but as soon as I get it, I'll have it.
But you've got a mean Corbin t-shirt though, Si. Courtesy of THTC.
Yeah, THTC, and they've been looking at the Corbin t-shirts, man. Make sure you go and check out THTC.
I got mine. I actually bought one. I see all you guys profiling, and I actually went, paid my £25, and I've got one.
Yes!
So,
that's the shit that rich people talk.
On Friday at the Four Pillars, I should be rocking mine.
Rich people always make you feel guilty for being broke, but
we're not broke.
Giles.
Yeah, you're trying to ruin my broke UK hip hop image. No, that I've been trying to portray for the last 17 years.
Do you know what? Even when R.I.P. got released, I paid for my version of. I actually went and purchased it myself.
Serious?
Yeah. I mean, I got a refund, but
this is why.
Put the money into something that
you know, and the other thing that rich people they talk like that and then they don't say about the part where they claim the body back
because it's expensive.
Supreme kind of got vexed.
Keep it real, boy. Keep it real. I got my money back. Come on, bro.
Anyway, this is about you.
But that was a good point that you supported and see more reflection of what a lovely person that Colin is. Really, I think I know so many people who even know, and how rich he is. And I know so many people. I'm joking. I know so many people who know Jeremy Corbyn personally or have dealt with him personally. People like Benjamin Zephaniah, one of the most militant people around. You know,
bring another mop in here quick. She just mentioned Benjamin Zephaniah. Run, go get the vax.
No, but people who can give testimony that he is a normal person and he's a good person, and truly what he wants is just things to be fair for people. And Philly, you made a tune, didn't you?
Yeah, I've got a tune come out. It's a new track, Five Specs, from the creative. I'm not sure if you remember them. Big up Julia, I know, with Five Specs from the creative back in the day. Featuring me, Genesis Elijah, and Nova. So
we are totally listening to what you're saying, Cyphilly. It's just that Lissy was typing, "Oh my God, you'd be so good together, Sarah and Benjamin Zephaniah." I know, Lissy. I've already done the research, but he's married.
Only Sarah wanted that.
So you mean everyone else was listening but you?
Yeah. Yes. No, but that's it. So basically, you put a track together with produced by Sy Specs. It's yourself, Genesis Elijah, and Nova on there. Like, why did you do this track?
Why wasn't I involved?
Do you know what it is? Since the election got announced, I've had so many people saying, you're going to do a tune. And for me, it wasn't anything that I thought would be kind of relevant because it would have felt like preaching to the choir as far as I was concerned at that point.
Yeah.
Because at that time, I thought that most of the hip hop community, if they were going to be voting, we're going to be just pro-Labour anyway, do you know what I mean? And I had a few people asking me, do you know what I mean? And I was kind of like completely put out of my head to say that I was going to do a track, do you know what I mean? All I was going to do was just go on my Facebook account and a page and kind of like appeal to people that are on there that I know aren't all either voters or even like Labour supporters, do you know what I mean? So,
but it's crazy the amount of people that would be saying, yo, you need to do a track, right?
Yeah, you know what I mean? It was crazy, do you know what I mean? And I had it out of my head, but over time on Facebook, all I kept on seeing were these people that, in my head, if you're hip hop, you're supposed to be Labour. And I was just seeing all these Tory hip hop heads that, for me, it wasn't about that, you know what I mean? So I was like, at that point, you know what, I should do a tune to kind of like get across why I'm doing it as for hip hop, do you know what I mean? And try and get a few other people on it as well, just to.
And I think it's so important to have that musical accompaniment to politics. And like I mentioned a quote from Mandela earlier today where he says, politics can be strengthened by music, but music has a potency that defies politics.
You didn't do his voice.
Exactly,
my people of today.
Look, everyone just gives South African people the generic West Africa accent.
My people of today.
No, that's not South Africa.
Well, I don't know what it was.
Politics can be strengthened.
I don't know.
That's why she doesn't do it.
Yeah, that's exactly why I don't do it. But, you know, being South African as well, I think, and just seeing the struggle people went through to be able to allowed to vote, I think it is important that we each play our part. And so that's why I'm so happy that you've done this track. And we're running out of time, Si, but I wanted to make sure that we premiered this to the world first.
I haven't even heard it myself yet, so this is a real exclusive.
All right, check out this new tune we got of you, bruv.
You're welcome, my show, gonna be on the next version as well. I love you guys too,
Chuffer. Well, thank you so much for chatting to us today, and thank you so much for putting the song together. I ain't heard it yet either, but I'm just looking forward to hearing this right now. And it's simply entitled Corbin Joint. Si, we love you. Keep up the good
work.
See you Friday, brother.
Big love, man. See you Friday, man. Corbin celebration party.
All right, yeah, exactly.
Why I'm supporting Corbyn, cause he ain't supporting all of the warring. The first politician I haven't thought of was boring. Corbyn's the only reason I'm appeasing to vote, cause his promise to stop these Tories that are squeezing our throats. A feeling of hope, I ain't saying it's Jesus the Christ, but he's so nice they made us make him lead the Labourers twice. He's been fighting for civil liberties the most of his life, while these Tories have had a grip on us as tight as a vice. So here's some advice, take stock and think of your whereabouts, and think about your friends and your family, people you care about. So you're an 80k because skills. When your family member's sick, I hope you're putting them bills for all of them pills. It's all real in the field. Why would you vote to put us through this all wheelie and ordeal? And I'm a non-voter, but I'm voting for you, cause he's the only one that's given me some hope for the youth. So I'm voting Corbyn.
Yo, Philly, I feel the same way, man. Corbyn for that win. They say Corbyn's too nice. Same thing they say about me on the mic. And I ain't never voted in my life, but if I could I'd vote for man twice. Some wanna be right and others wanna do right, and on June 8th it's time to choose sides. Some still don't trust Labour, man, that's alright. Well, it ain't about the car, it's about who drives. Yo, tell my brother Big P I found the MP that represents me, an MP that represents we, an MP that's repping on the streets. Yeah, so it's Corbyn for the window. Throw that Tory manifesto out the window. Didn't want us to register, but we did though. It was their game till we changed the whole thing, bro. Yeah. Corbyn for the win. Yeah.
Hey yo, we told them grind for Corbyn. Kaya Slacker changing in the times with Corbyn. So hip hop, we had to rep a couple rhymes for Corbyn. My local MP from the very year that I was born in. And Ryan Izzy, yo, is love up in the sides for Corbyn. Wrote letters, came and marched in the street with us. Never turned his back like he can't even meet with us. Seeing round the ends when he passed us, he greeted us. Couldn't think of better for the task than of leading us. When I was 19, like fuck a politician. Skinny man told me this one is different. If only they could let him run for the position. A pipe dream we'd never see or could envision. But somehow it happened and it's true. And the people come together like we have to push it through. But only so much that one man can even do. So it ain't on him now, it's actually on you.
Corbyn Joint, that Si Philly, Supernova or Nova, sorry, and Genesis Elijah on that.
You're fucking up, DJ Seven.
I'm fired.
Fucking up.
I'm fired. And yes, we were just speaking to Si Philly there as well. And in the studio right now, we still have our lovely friend Colin of Four Pillars.
Yes, Four Pillars. Hello. And we got to remind you, mother lovers, to come down to the Four Pillars
event.
It's free.
It's in Croydon.
It's Friday. This Friday at Box Park Croydon, which is East Croydon.
Crow,
you heard me. Man know what crow means.
Man know what crow means. If you're from Croydon, you done know.
And we are joined by some friends of the show, as well as another guest. That Chameleon, you've been here before?
Yeah.
Yeah, was I here when you were here?
No, I was here.
If you could do the thing with your eyes. You look like you can do the thing with the chameleon eyes.
Not quite. I'll master it eventually.
Yeah, we've got Chi here. What's going on, bruv?
Hello.
How are you, man?
I'm okay. I can't complain. Yeah.
What's going on? You got something new coming up, right?
I've got a couple of projects coming up, but it's all still too new at the moment.
Is it? Still too new to talk about.
I don't want to set the levels yet.
Classified information.
Right, yeah.
We know about this indie shit. As soon as you say the shit, it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
March 12th.
You get shelved.
March 12th, 2:30. You're there twiddling your thumbs.
I don't want to be that person.
Witness MC, what are you saying, brother?
Hello, Sausage.
Good to see you back again.
Sausage?
Yeah, man.
As long as it ain't pork sausage, mate. You know what I mean? No pork on my fork, mate. Ain't trying to get out loud and talk, mate.
Huh? You seen that film?
What, it's raining
sausages.
Sausage party.
That's some madness.
Yes, anyway. Q-Rock has been exploiting his feminine side since he's been up here.
No, none of that.
I know about the sausage party.
It's a cartoon.
But I'm into UK hip hop, so I attend many sausage parties.
If it was whiskey. He's here all week.
Thank you very much.
But, guys, what's going on then? So, Witness, have you got something new coming up as well?
Well, I've got a single and a B-side, which I'm looking to go record probably within the next week. I've got an EP that I'm working on. We've got the Defected Section next EP, which is coming out soon. And I'm cracking on with a new project completely produced by Jose, which under the alias of Branditos with Cletus and Lazy Eyes, which should be
Banditos.
Absolutely fucking naughty. Yeah, the Brandy Bandits, mate, like we do.
Like a drink.
Yeah, mate, I fucking love a drink. That's the problem, mate.
You know what? Get another mop in here. You just mentioned drink. Witness is going to make a big ass mess on the floor right here.
Yeah, I may need a piss.
Yeah, can we get some microbiotic wipes as well? Yeah. Yo, so Chameleon, what have you got coming up? You got something new as well?
I'm working on, I'm just keeping my head down and working on getting my first album done.
Wait, how old are you guys?
I'm 25, yeah.
19.
Wow.
25.
Wow.
See it there.
I got kids older than you.
Fucking hell, mate.
Seriously.
He's got muscles bigger than you as well.
Careful what you say about.
It's
cool to watch these
young guys. Good for your age, though, bro. How old are you?
75.
Ah, you look good.
Yeah. You look very good for your age.
Black don't crack. That's what it's called.
But I smoke it.
Yeah,
but
man.
What I'm curious to know is, of you youthful lads,
hello,
here, which of you are voting?
All of us.
I'm definitely voting.
Yeah, we're all voting.
Yeah, I'm in the way of Corbyn, definitely, 100%.
Go on, Rude Boy.
Had you guys voted before?
Yes.
Yeah, Chi said no.
I like the honesty.
It's my first year.
What made you want to vote?
My parents.
Sarah Love told you you should
No, my parents, man. They told me it's time to actually get a bit of knowledge on the situation, you know? So, realistically. And if it ain't me, you know, it's the people like myself that don't vote.
That's right, they're
going to change things.
Definitely.
And do you know who you're voting for?
Corbyn.
They're all saying that because of Sarah's t-shirt.
No, it's
because what he's saying actually makes more sense than what it is.
I'm dyslexic, I can't even read that, so.
The problem is, what Corbyn says is he actually says things that relate to people of our generation, rather than relaying on, like, I've got mates who are like, oh, but I'm going to vote Tory because my mum votes Tory.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. But it's not going to fucking help you, is it? Yeah, if your mum's got 50 up. Grand your mum, a year.
Your response should be, ban your mum, bruv.
Yeah. Politics is about supporting yourself, not about supporting some next entity. Rather, whether it's your parents, your family, or whoever, it's not important. Mm. It's about pushing yourself.
Supporting the next generation, and that's why it's so important that young people are engaged in hip hop in voting, because ultimately the likelihood is you're gonna be around much longer to deal with these consequences than old people who are definitely gonna go out and vote conservative.
Like my good self.
Exactly. Some 80-year-old person who votes conservatives, they're dead next week. They don't feel the effect of what we've got to deal with.
That's our future, not theirs.
Exactly.
What from other people you speak to of your sort of youthful age group, are they also voting?
Everyone from like university ways that I've come from. I've come up from Plymouth, and everybody has been everybody's sort of supporting Corbyn, like as in university level people, yeah. at least.
But do you know what I think is really important is that people don't think like, oh yeah, everyone's voting, it's all good, it's under control, I don't need to go and do anything. Because if we get complacent and then people don't bother to take their arse out of bed and go and do the vote, then we're definitely losing this.
Yeah, 100. Word. 100. Just get out and actually do your fucking thing on the 8th, please, people. God, it is the 8th, right?
It
before
is.
I fuck up.
Yes, it is the 8th.
All you've got to say is 420, the 8th, and grow. And everyone knows what we're talking about. But right about now, we've got to get to the open mic, because as always, we're running out of time. Who's on the beat for the open mic this week?
So for the beat, we have Messiah Kato.
Shout out to Messiah Kato. Fellas, are you lot ready to go in?
Leon, are you ready?
Yeah. Okay, so just, you know, do this with the mic so that whoever's got it, you know what I mean?
And try not to bite any Whitney Houston bars.
Have fun, yeah.
Has that happened before?
What's Whitney Houston bars?
Not with a real
Whitney
MC.
Houston bars.
Anyway, yo, DJ Chameleon. We ain't got time for no Whitney Houston bars, man.
No, because you know, she believes that children are the future and you should treat them well and let them lead the way and show them all the beauty they possess inside.
Turn off that foolishness.
yeah. Let's play the beat before we have to get off air.
But here we have Chi, Witness MC, Chameleon, about to rip it up for us, and we have Messiah Kato on the beat. Let's do this. It's open mic time right here, right now on FUBAR.
Let's have it.
Yo, check.
Yeah, Chameleon.
Unit 731, Listen, check it.
Sound loud enough,
hip-hop's a movement that really talks to me. Raw forms of poetry, food for thought, dopest beats. And I'm a fiend when it comes to spitting writtens. Do I really need all these vaccines and prescriptions to treat my inflictions? When I feel the rush, I feel this addiction. And I'm not doing drugs, and I'm just building love with the competition. Other mugs like me hush the beats and really seem to listen to the stuff from my guts are flushed into the system. Water stored up and poured through the cistern. So fist bumps to my brothers on a mission. 731 is the number, the division. You can't slumber on a team. It's feeling this driven with ambition to bring the first position ripping to fruition. Too many cats are in need of tuition to work this flat to get outside of this prison.
Wanna fuck with us? That's a bridge too far. As my unit's moving music with a strip view spark. Stepping in, swinging Yoshimitsu's dance. Making music with a meaning so it hits you hard. And if you think you're different, that's a dick move start. As this prickle utilized violence if you choose to bark. It's that huge and large gruesome bastard moving past with my mutant crew. Looking like a nuka blasted, getting wavy on DCs, lacing up these beats. Spray a little something for this niche scene. Take a peace treaty, cram it in your peace pipe. Angered my pack of cannibals, now it's feast time. Leaf chiefs are mobile, breathe heat and vocals. We the elite of free speaking reprobates. So now, brothers are better be getting the straight. As only a stranger than the appraise, we're keeping the shit.
It's never played, safe when the place is invaded. Multicolored chemtrails, speaking left by the spaceship. Same day, different day trip. I get another page lick to change it. Taste, big mistake, don't touch that. Cause big lung packs a punch with the bodily skunk sack. Locked on, destination defended my flight plan. Crash land, hover the long, hold it my mic stand. Plug my flag, b-boy stance and hit the jetpack. You get that, jet black, X upon your doorstep. Raw tense, pieces of puzzle inside my vortex. All aboard, pause, stop, begging for applause. You've been questioning the sentence, but I care about the source or the answer. Mood rock, butt grub, but number one star from a star chart. Dark from a hitting time targets. I took the river in my starship. Now I've got me spitting like the BPM was shifted. And I remember back in the day, listening to the right stuff whilst bunning the grade. Fast forward a decade up to today, and not much has changed. I still bun the skunk and the funk remains ingrained. Now I can't refrain from scribbling my brain over beats and breaks whilst I'm dribbling. Features on tapes as deep as lakes. You see, music's my life and the mic's my sweet escape. So DJ, get the decks on and play that beat. Yeah, it's C'est La Vie, helps me feel at peace. And I remember back in 2003, Jess Trilogy features to be affected me mentally. But geez, that was a while ago. Now I've grown into a type of bloke who roams the globe with a microphone to try and find his home amongst mindless clones wrapped and packed in that styrofoam. Yo,
all men can stand in adversity's face and remain with straight lips through the burden of pain. Then what's with this sensation that I get in my brain when I'm progressing at a rate in this perilous game? That's leisurely your best. Battling my makeup while facing a plethora of challenges and failure. Left the taper off into a cat. Cataclysmic waster, always getting lifted like I'm Ricky in the trailer. Been here since day dot, daily I'm a Drake. When I say I'm getting baked, ain't a pastry out of Greg's. Man, I'm taking every step to get the waving in effect. Yet I mourn when the morn comes paperless again. Basically a mess. That's why they love me right, cusping on the
brink tight, roping on my broken mind. Hope to reach the other side where it's looking so pristine. So I took my green to pose as if I strode the beam.
Pass me the dosage, the captain of this gold ship. I'm riding those waves to a place made of hope. Plank on my boat, and if you die, get the profit. You could land in this world, pull this land's gone purple and chrome. From the states that I leave, the only thing that feels right is blazing these trees. Face up my sleeve, say live wait through these seas. People playing games make you fucking hate it to breathe. Can't hate on the sea, but the scene hasn't seen you. Standing in the light and now your image gone see-through. Barrels of the seafood to keep my rusty gag. A dying body on my side, ready for a rocky ride. Nah, we use a telescope to try and fucking fight that. Hard to find the things with the eyes of a blind back. So mind out, shit, record of my nights out. Another night off, I spent both my days lying down.
You find me here, working away. Paint and decorate most days, earning my pay. But that may change when the batteries drain. But the boom back zaps like a surge from the main. So like Verb T, this hermit remains until my remains meet the urn or the dirt of a grave. So can you relate to this flame burning away? Or a piss take state with a gurn on your face? But that ain't me, that's not the yearning I chase. And there's no need for me to lead first in this race. So leave me be to work at my rate, rehearsing my place with words on the range and a verse to portray what I want to say. And mate, I never claim to be searching for fame, but heads get respect from learning the name of this slouch grouch on his couch traversing his brain.
Yeah, my beloved, yes, that's right. Yes. You are in tune to the hip hop show right here on Food Bar Radio. All you MCs, if you want to get on here just like these guys did, hit us up, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Just send us a link to some music and make sure it says open mic in the subject. If you're a producer and you want to get a beat on here just like Messiah Kato, make sure in the subject it says open mic beat. And you send us 4 1-minute snippets of your beats to the link, hiphop@foodbarradio.com, bitches and bitchettes. Hey.
Used to wear a mask, but now the pain is deeper. Tearing through the mental blocks with these upbeating 18-wheelers. I won't make a scene, though I remain incapable to deal with the insatiable innate response of failing dreamers. Ain't competing, I'll do it for the pure devotion to emotions that I feel when I'm stuck and barely coping. A slug within a rock with salting, that's my current stitch. Trust me, kids, luck ain't been the only slut I'm fucking with. It's that grubby good for nothing, urge stumbler. Jumbling the rhymes, you can't decipher Cockney Londoner. That's sloppy blunderer, never learn from my mistakes. Often rediscover or review the fuck ups I have made. That's why my mind's astray, clucking for a routine. Rules the ways I choose, abuse and duties of the blue cheese. You can sue me, fuck it, I got nothing left. No sense of my name in both the mental and the money sense. It's that wavy bra sitting singing case of raw. Man, be what you will. If I'm honest, I don't rate my chances. Left lethargic, but says for hold to stress advancing. Guess I'm just a mess. Better yet, I'm yet to step in caskets. Darkness caresses the edges of my vision. Head spinning, spinning out. Senses left in ribbons, still in vision. In without, if I ever get to take a shot, I'm making more than what I got and getting what I crazy want. This desperado makes my pen stretch far. So, vision of utopia and shit on your Eldorado. Life's a test, so far so good. As I'm set to pass it, reminiscent of a road zug. So, look, you may have noticed that my soul's took a beating in these weeks and weeks from readings out my notebook. I'll carry on, I've yet to have my throat smushed. Even though this life has left me black and blue and rosewood.
I stay stuck to the figure in the distance. Well, listen, knowledge comes with wisdom, with it. When infants, for instance, a sweet smell of incense is given. Beat and some rhythm, times and division in this life I be living. My kind keeps me flunking and drifting with this mic. I be flipping, cow tipping to one loud rhythm that your fucking pal isn't. What your pal spitting, now I shout this. I'm gonna give you this, I'm gonna give you that. I'm gonna give you a giggity to your knees, to your cards. Now one sharp hand will slice ya before you figure to pick the mic up. Holding my fingers up, you figure to make it a fight club. What?
Jesus,
well, I see your opportunities to seize any obstacle in front of me. Will be debris despite me feeling weak and stricken by a condition eroding my ambition with attrition, and I'm on a mission. So defeat is not logical, like a terminal disease. My dreams are unstoppable, and even if the task seems astronomical, I'll get off my arse and heat the beat up till it's tropical. Speech is letting loose, so if you mess with the pettings, who expect to get the hoof somewhere comical? Better use a cold press to mend a bruise, and it's not news, we all get a few when stepping through. I'm like the dude from my youth who blew the flute and awoke the snoozing brute. Who blocked the roots in red and blue? Then I removed these cemented shoes. Took a breath, stretched my legs, and then I press resume. Wanna fuck with us? That's a bridge too far. As my unit's moving music with a strip view sparked. Stepping in, swinging Yoshimitsu stance. Making music with a meaning so it hits you hard. Yeah, drunk boxes bum from the quotes like skunk smoke. Even catch feelings off the sets like dumb hoes. I birth demons every time I fucking touch mic. I come out screaming with the sucker to your gunfights. Just the way I kick it. Sick with spitting lyrics, slickers or your spillies, leaving shitty clicks diminished. Different when I does this, falls like substance. Hits the shit I drop, brings bust to any function. patient, hot like sun. As my patience worn thinner than a bonsai trunk. Still I'm telling you this, yeah, like on my junk. I'm a different kettle of fish to all these odd type punks. Boss I muck, back at telling you properly. Less your move on is to get the boot locked between your arse cheeks on the way out. Wish it hadn't played out in this way. This brain's completely switching the game, wow.
Unit 731 in the building, bitches and bitches. Yes. This is the open mic. Chief, what you got? You got one more for us?
One more.
Go on, hit us up, man.
Yeah, so ring your mum, get and tell her that the kid is back. Ditch that, fuck it up, we'll slinger out the window. Wind ya, from a low blow at my system. My tin cans rattle with my soul. Did this bit back up in that, yeah. It's time to slap the lid down. Listen, as my words whistle with the wind sound. And get your wings out, now they're bound to get clipped. Falling down with weight and landed in my sink. See, the challenge just begins, now you're handed in your hand. Gonna be jumping from the swings whilst trying to make a stand. Is this real life? So tell me what it feels like. If the deal's right, I would take it out. Receive twice, feed lions, be roaring at my beehive. Meantime, humans be stabbing from the behind. Be nice, got us beefing over peace signs. Please mind the gap or we'll show you how to squeeze in. Yeah.
Chameleon, you got one more, yeah? You sure, yeah?
Yeah.
Alright, go in all the way, bro.
You got this up. Yo, listen.
731, check it.
The 8th of June is fast on the approach. Unless you're from the moon, you should know who to vote. But don't back the Tories and a haggard old goat. Telling stories as tall as a massive old oak. Croak strong and stable from a battered old boat. Leaving disabled folk in the cold to croak. Instead, vote hope, not fear. Invest in the NHS, don't sell to fix arrears. 5 more years could cost us dear like a ring from De Beers. So who here sides with me? Recite cock-a-doodle. Do to the lines of sheep, just like that tune my Stiggy did. Yo, in May in the seat, it's gonna stink like a shitty skid. Yo, because our policies overseas are killing kids. So let's commit and kick these prissy pricks into the river Styx.
Yeah!
Fire!
That is what the open mic is about, my beloved. This is exactly what we're talking about.
I request you use your intellect and everything that's known to you. Yeah, before you hit a voting booth.
again, hit us again, one more time, it's boomer.
I request you use your intellect and everything that's known to you. And don't be ignorant when visiting the voting booth. Use local sources, don't dither on your local news. Fuck's sake, rush, fuck it, look.
Hey, that's all good, man. Hey, thanks for coming through, guys, man.
Have you got one more?
You lot got Sarah excited, so you're
like, yeah. Okay, one last one.
Hey,
I can't hear myself
in
the
head,
swapping this shit. So when I'm moving in the dark, I use the stars as a flashlight. Damn right, walking down your trackside in black nights. I use that rusty bagpipe when blowing out the scotch mist. Snot drips from the top lip, that perfect dropkick connects. Oh yeah, we used to be friends, and now I'm chilling on the corners selling some blend because I'd lost it. What the fuck is the fucking topic? Food bar, yeah, we love it, and yes, we got this.
Yes, we got this. That was the sounds of this week's open mic.
Yo, much love to Chameleon.
Witness MC.
Yes, and Chi. You lot, man, we always appreciate you lot coming through, especially when you fucking rip up the mics like that. That's exactly what we do.
Coming with his telephone and had fresh lyrics straight off it. Yeah,
but that was beautiful, that man. Was Chameleon.
I should have fucking written my ones down. I wish I'd done that.
That's what the open mic is about, man. Serious. My voice in
there. That was live all the same. Bad Workman blames us tall. You sounded fresh, so don't worry about that. Shout out to Messiah Kato on the beat as well, because that beat was fire. If you missed any of that, hit up foodbarradio.com/shows/hiphop. Thank you so much, Colin of Four Pillars, for coming through. Make sure you come through to the jam on
you'll
the
floor. You'll see us there, you'll see me and Sarah there live, so make sure you come through, you know what I mean? You might get a slice of chocolate velvet cake take home with you. You never know.
We're going to be tweeting all of the links as well. Shout outs to Cy Philly, who we spoke to earlier as well.
He's going
to
be there live as well.
He's going to be live there too. And make sure you come out and party with us. And also, next Monday, you need to lock into the show 4 p.m. I'm hoping.
Right, what is going on?
We have a super special guest lined up for you.
Who is that?
I don't want to tease people in though, even though it's not 100% confirmed. Jest is going to be live in the studio with us, chatting about the brand new album. So you know you need to be here 4 p.m.
UK hip hop, so it might not happen.
Shush! But make sure the most important thing is make sure you go out and vote. Make sure you've got your poll polling card from now, find that and put it in a safe pay and take yourself out to vote on the 8th of June. And if you have a problem with anything after that and you haven't voted, you're going to have to hush your mouth.
Yeah, let's just all go out and vote at 4:20, yeah?
Yeah.
On the 8th at 4:20.
And meet outside the polling booth.
Yeah.
Everyone is there.
Yeah, what time? 4:20. I'm there, bro.
Exactly. So join us at 4:20, and you know to join us next Monday 4 p.m. because this is where hip hop lives on Fubar every Monday 4 yes. to 6 p.m. Up next on Fubar, you got Payne and Sylvester looking after you. But I just want everyone to take this message of this song to heart, because you know it's really important that
put
we think about this. Because the only way we're going to prosper and get out of giving loads of money to Saudi Arabia to bomb Yemen, and that we are actually going to ensure the safety of schools and the NHS is by voting for Labour.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We need that unity, people.
Mm-hmm.
Brothers, sisters,
Corbyn, he needs you.
All right, cut her mic off. Cut her mic.
What's missing in our lives? Can't you see? We need love. A little word of confidence every now and then. A little honesty and trust among us. A little love and harmony, and there'll surely be some unity. Unity.